If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So what would you name your children? Like Spidey or Hinser or something like that?
He wants to name one Dunk.
Dunk?
No, because, I mean, this was when I was saying I want to go to Africa, and then when I adopt an African, he's going to be very tall. And he's going to be Dunk, you know, the best
like to dunk the ball.
Yeah, he's going to be.
I thought you meant Badunkadunk. Like, have a big booty.
Yeah, I mean, that'll work if it's a girl.
This is why I drink. This is why I drink.
So I know that you feel that she's going to be like the next Who, like in terms of the singing.
I mean,
world.
Bigger than the Who. You know, Heidi is like.
No, not the Who. I mean, the next, like, Who is a
person.
Oh,
okay. I was
going to say. That is a Who. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and they're a big group, so it works.
Yeah.
And now,
I'm ignoring you because you make me sad.
Our feature presentation.
F her for acting like they're big stars.
Oh,
stupid
I know.
Tyra.
I know.
She's going to be the next big thing. What is she going to be?
The next big Who. Yeah, as big as the Who. All right. Excellent. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31 and it's Monday, the 19th of May. I see them.
Does anyone hear me complaining about the breasts?
No. No.
Thank you, Krusty.
Not
at all, really. Thank you. How's everybody's weekend?
It was
crappy.
Busy.
Awesome.
It was not crappy.
It was
being.
Great. Oh, because you had to see people?
I thought Kevin was asking all of us. Lisa, I'm sorry.
Come on. Your Saturday wasn't crappy.
I had to work on Saturday, and Friday was traveling, and then yesterday was traveling all day. So really, there wasn't much of a weekend, to tell you the truth, if you're asking.
Okay. You had a crappy weekend.
What's up, Kevin and Zane? Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dewan.
Dewan.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Let me tell you about Dewan, by the way. Dewan emails us frequently in the middle of the night and oftentimes right up until, like, you know, 5:15 or something like that. And most times I try hard to get him to call. I say, Dewan, we're going on the air in like 10 minutes. Can you call? And most of the time he says, no, I got to go to sleep. He can't wait that last 10 minutes to call us. But today you stayed up and you called us. Thank you, Dewan.
You're welcome. I emailed you guys yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope you guys got it.
Refresh my memory. What did it say, Dewan?
Subject, Fred 62's waitress.
Dewan has for a month been complaining about a perceived snub that he got at a diner somewhere. And he's trying to get a restaurant to have the waitress apologize. But in reading your email, Dewan, I didn't see what she did that was so bad. What is it that upset you so much?
I emailed you yesterday the whole letter about the story. And
I know, but a lot of our listeners may not have seen that.
I think you guys didn't get it. I sent it to you.
Okay. Take for granted that we didn't, and for the people who are listening, what was the story?
About, like, the waitress was a little rude to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On February 26, 2008, I remember that date.
February 26th?
Yep.
Okay. What did she do that was rude to you, Dewan?
Say, how you doing? She said, good. And I told her what's her name, and she just walked off with an attitude problem.
Wow.
Well,
I talked to another waitress named April. She was nice to us. And I asked April, what's that waitress name? She said her name was Hillary. Mm-hmm. And I call Hillary and tell her how she's doing. She say, fine, in a mean way.
Well, I mean, is it possible that she, I mean, Lisa, you've been a waitress. Sometimes you just get too busy and it's tough to stop and talk to everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she's just having a bad day or something.
Yeah, it could be.
That wasn't
okay, so
horribly
if she's just having a bad, yeah, it wasn't that rude. And if she's just having a bad day, maybe you should just give her the benefit of the doubt, Dewan, and not fire off angry emails and demand apologies, you know, 2 months later.
Yeah, I should do this a long time ago, around February, to let you guys know about this.
No,
sorry,
what I'm saying
that
is maybe you shouldn't do it at all. Maybe you should just drop it. You should move on and just say, hey, maybe she was tired or having a busy, busy day or something bad was going on in her personal life, and don't take it personally yourself. She didn't mean anything to upset you, I'm sure.
Yeah, eventually I talked to her I reported to her supervisor.
Okay.
Oh.
And I call her manager and have to talk about this.
Right.
Yes, and they say they're going to have a talk with Hillary.
Okay.
And all she did was not give you her name.
I'm not trying to, like, I don't have no problems with her, nothing like that.
Right.
Well, you went to some pretty extreme measures if you didn't really have a problem with her, Dwayne.
I hope one of those guys that Fred could choose listen to K-Rock every day.
I see.
Yeah.
And then they can tell Hillary that you don't have a problem with her?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, Dwayne, are you going to put this ugly incident behind us now and you'll be finished with it? You're not going to be mad at Hillary anymore, right?
You know what? I'm not really mad at her at that time.
Good.
She was like, I don't know what's wrong with her.
Right.
I don't know, Dwayne, but you know, that happens to all of us. Where maybe we run into someone who's doing a service job and they're not that pleasant. It's, you know, it's just, it happens.
A tough job to be pleasant
all the time. It's not that big a deal, yeah.
But I will go there in the future, like, by myself and eat there.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. All right, listen, Dwayne, new topic real quick. We talked to you some time ago about sending Psycho Mike and Lightning over with a camera crew to do an episode of Cribs at your new apartment, and you said that that would be okay, but we haven't been able to schedule it yet. Do you know when we might be able to visit?
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. All right. What a specific time?
What's the good time?
Mike, what's
Psycho Mike, what do you think?
Dwayne, honestly, any time that's not 5 to 10 a.m. is fine with me. Any time... better for you?
Like noon, maybe? Something like that? Would that be all right?
Noon, yeah.
Noon. Okay.
Dwayne, if we put you on hold, can you give your address to assistant producer Alex, or producer Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
okay,
you,
we'll see you at noon tomorrow then, Dwayne. That sounds great.
I will.
All okay. right, buddy. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Get some sleep.
Okay.
Don't hang up. Okay. Stay on hold.
But don't hang up.
All right.
Wow. It's going to happen.
Awfully fired up about that waitress, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, she should have thought about that before she didn't give him her name.
I know. He doesn't handle people who aren't extremely nice to him all the time very well. One of our phone screeners found that out.
Yes, she did. Dwayne generally sends emails that are about two lines long, and the one that he sent me about the waitress, I'm not kidding, was two pages long.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
The detail that he went into about that, I mean, the guy's scarred from what happened. He's fuming. It happened February 28th. He's still angry about it. It's practically June.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you can't let stuff like that go, people.
And he has a higher standard of customer service working in the service industry, you know, because he knows what it's like to deal with people.
Oh, there you go. Maybe that's it.
At the movie theater.
Yeah.
And he knows, like, what it means to be a true professional. So sometimes when people are slacking, I think he just has to call them on it.
He's doing the right thing, I think.
He sent the restaurant's phone number, their fax number, the email address of the manager. I mean, it was a dossier. I mean, seriously, this is CIA level work that he's doing.
Wow. Hey, Bean, he emails you a lot, more than
yes.
the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
I hate to ask, but do you have any idea what happened with In-N-Out?
Oh, I haven't heard a peep about In-N-Out. I just... I think that didn't pan out. That's a dream he had to let go, I think. That was his all-time goal,
He did have one.
They did eventually interview him, but I don't think
he went anywhere.
I don't think anything's happened.
And by the way, shame on you, In-N-Out, for not hiring the great Dwayne Johnson, by the way. I know I'd hire him here at K-Rock if we had any opportunity for any reason to hire him. He could count on a job.
News
perfect.
Be the best.
Oh, I'd love to hear Dwayne do it.
Me too.
Make it happen.
Pick whatever stories you want. God knows Doc does, and just give us your take.
Have at it.
The gays are going to get married, Kevin and Bean. Come on. Wouldn't it be the best?
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
The K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta was over the weekend.
Yes, it was.
And we've got a full recap coming a little bit later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean show. We can't be everywhere. We'll also take your calls.
Okay.
See what went down with you. Bean had pigtails. That's all I have to say.
I hope we have photos.
Dave took quite a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know when the pictures get up to the site, but he has a whole photo essay planned of fun with pigtails.
He's fired if he didn't. I mean, I told him specifically, I want 500 pictures of Bean's pigtails.
He took a lot.
So.
Pigtails.
Gay marriage.
He's following me around everywhere.
Gay marriage okayed by the high court.
Yeah.
Next day.
Woo!
Bean's got the pigtails. That's all I'm saying. Also on today's show, we are going to recap Psycho Mike and the Brotherhood of Vomit.
This
big performance.
Right.
That's right. Big performance at Weenie Roast. It was very exciting.
I heard the crowd was really excited.
Yep. It's fantastic. If you didn't hear the sex talk between K-Fed and Brittany, the story Ralph did last week, we'll give you some highlights of that tape at just after 6.
By the way, I know we have been thinking what an unpleasant thought that is, but some of these new pictures of Brittany in Costa Rica, she's certainly not, you know, back at performing in performing shape.
Not but even she's, close.
She's not a tub. I mean, she's pretty normal looking now.
Right, but for somebody who made their name being smoking hot.
Right, right. I'm just saying she's not horrible anymore. She definitely is going in the right direction, and soon it'll be okay to start thinking naughty thoughts about Britney Spears again, I hope. We're not there yet, maybe, but I think we're going in the right direction.
40 pounds less.
40?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, you got to take like 5 pounds off each limb.
You know? Okay.
And then you need to take like 20 off the waist.
I don't know. Mike, you've seen some of these bikini pictures. I mean, she's, you know.
Listen, she's going in the right direction.
Correct.
Right. She's not there yet. I'm not saying she's there yet. She's 120 miles from home, but she's at least pointing the car down the right freeway. That's all I'm saying.
She's definitely pointing the car in the right direction, but she's nowhere near the spank bank.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree. I'm not. I think we're all saying the same thing here, just in different terms. I just got my fingers crossed that it's coming back.
She's just beginning the process. She just got on the road.
So right.
It might take a while.
All right.
Also on today's show, we got to talk about the King of Mexico, who's bad on every level. And we've had this topic before where everybody thinks somebody's attractive and you just don't get it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You just feel like, am I the only one that thinks she's not that hot? But Dave thinks Angelina Jolie, quote, has face disease. And that's
insane. Is it insane?
That's just insane.
It is.
If face disease means perfect, flawless, wouldn't touch it, couldn't improve it, then yeah, she's got face disease.
That's not what he means by that, no.
Oh.
She's ugly.
How
stupid. Can you look at her and
stupid
say that?
Lips.
I don't know.
Stupid lips all stupid.
I mean, I think you could find her less attractive than most people or more attractive than most, but you got to be kind of in the park usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's ugly.
Come on.
Also on the program today, we got Matt Money Smith talking about, I don't know, the best thing that's ever happened in the world.
Yes, that'll do it. The Lakers are going to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2004. Back where they belong.
Thank you, Shoes.
Thank you,
Shoes.
That's right.
Right!
Thank you, Shoes.
He texted me right before the game. He was, in fact, wearing them.
Good.
During the game at the stadium. Thank you very much!
Did he take them off, say, 2 minutes with 2 minutes left? It's when the Lakers tried desperately to give them the game back?
He wanted to take them off right then. Like, he called me, or he texted me right before. He said, these can't be 11s because they're really cramping my feet. I don't know. I texted, I got them at an antique store, dude. What do you want from me? They're probably some weird, like, knockoff size. I don't know. But he kept them on because he's a gamer.
Did the right thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm serious, though. At the end of the game, they tried to give it back.
Well, whatever. Listen.
I mean, the Lakers said, look, take some three-pointers. Get back in it.
Bottom line is... When you woke up the next morning and looked in the LA Times for the scores, did the Lakers have more points than the Jazz?
I believe they still did.
That's all that matters!
I believe they still did. So that's good news. We'll talk to Matt Money Smith today about being there, about wearing the shoes, and about Psycho Mike's need to exaggerate his foot size.
Okay.
Coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, the Showbiz Beat is... You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Why?
What?
What's the...
Well, two reasons this morning. First of all, in case you're wondering where our friend Ralph Garman is, when it got to be 6-0 Pittsburgh last night, he said, you know what? I'm not coming in. This is BS, man.
Yeah, look, that was not a good game for them.
It's one thing to lose. It's one thing to see your team get eliminated for the playoffs. It's another thing to be humiliated. I mean, we all thought at the beginning of that series, and if you're wondering what we're talking about NHL Stanley Cup semifinals. Are we at the semifinals yet or quarterfinals?
That was the finals. I mean, that was the conference finals.
Yeah, semifinals, right. So we knew Pittsburgh was a great team. We knew that Philadelphia would be lucky to win one, and that's all they won was one in that series. But 6-0 is just, that's an embarrassment beyond words in hockey. Yeah. It really is. So we may not be seeing Ralph not only today, but maybe for the whole week as a result of that. Yeah. And the other thing, Lisa, is I wanted to mention just for you is you saw that your wine guy died over the weekend. You're the first thing I thought of when I saw that Robert Mondavi died. He is that internationally famous California winemaker. He's the guy that put Napa on the map. He's the guy that started making good wine up in Napa.
Is he my Zinfandel dude?
Apparently, he's a Chardonnay guy. He's the godfather of Chardonnay.
Oh, okay.
But apparently, he heard that you were putting sweet and low in wine. That's what killed him. He was totally healthy. And then he heard what you were doing to his product, and he just dropped dead on the spot because he worked his entire life to make California wines famous. And then you went and crapped on it.
Shouldn't take it so hard.
I liked that Lisa put sweet and low in her wine.
First of all, it's equal.
Equal, whatever.
It's completely different, and I don't do it anymore.
Right, but I liked it. You should.
I drink red wine now.
Oh, all right.
Does it get you drunker faster?
It's yummy, as it turns out. I kind of had to break the sugar habit. That's what I had to do.
I had to
wean myself off sugar, and now food tastes normal again.
Wow.
As opposed to needing everything crazy sweet.
Well, Ralph is out, but we're going to continue to keep you posted with the Showbiz Beat all week long, including box office over the weekend, Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian debut, big debut, I guess about what it was expected, $56.6 million it made over the weekend.
Wow.
There are people out there who are just obsessed with this series of books and series of movies, and I'm going to tell you that my friend Dave, the King of Mexico, who I had dinner with on Friday night down in town for the Weenie Roast, has read all of the books in this series, and there's like 7 of them.
No kidding.
Do you picture Dave reading that many books?
I don't picture him reading a book.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know Dave could read.
Yeah. He knew everything about this series, but I know nothing about it, except that Chronicles of Narnia was the number one movie as expected over the weekend. It's going to be pretty short-lived, of course, because Indiana Jones is coming out next weekend, but they'll do some successful bank over the summer, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man in weekend number 3, $31.2 million. This is a monster.
Wow.
This is huge.
No kidding.
Keanu and Cameron, What Happens in Vegas, 13.9, was at number 3. Speed Racer, number 4. That's the big disappointment of the year so far. There's no way that movie ever makes back the money it cost to make. Baby Mama was number 5. Maid of Honor, 6. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, hanging in there at number 7. Harold and Kumar, 8. Forbidden Kingdom at 9. And Something Called The Visitor at number 10, which I guess is probably some sort of horror movie, I suppose?
No.
The Visitor.
It's actually, do you remember the guy who played the dad in 6 Feet Under? That guy?
Yes.
It's a small movie, and it's about he comes back to his apartment and finds people living there that he doesn't know.
And becomes friends with them.
Becomes friends with them. Yeah, now you remember the story.
I remember. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a really good movie, but
that's
it's
what
a
I
small
hear.
Movie.
Can I ask a question about the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Number 5, Baby Mama.
Yes.
Number 6, Maid of Honor.
Right.
Those movies are still in the top 10. People are still going to see them.
I don't
know that there are a lot of movies for people who are in the mood for something lighthearted or romantic comedy that has opened since those. So if you're in the mood for that, that's what you got to choose from.
Yeah.
They die when Sex and the City comes out. Let's face it.
Don't you also have the choice of not going to a movie?
A lot of people never think of that, Kevin.
Huh.
They just say we're going to the movies, period. It doesn't matter whether there's something playing that you want to see or not.
Maid of Honor.
People just like the, I think they like the theater-going experience maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
Because he's a dude and he's the, it's crazy that movie.
By the way, Sex and the City, I was checking, I think I told you this over the weekend. It doesn't open this Friday. It's next Friday, a week from Friday.
Not a moment too soon.
At the Arclight in Sherman Oaks, the 7 and 8 o'clocks were already sold out this weekend.
Oh, goddamn.
Dude.
Yeah.
I did read this weekend, Lisa, that the mayor of New York, Mike Bloomberg, shot some scenes for the movie and he ended up on the cutting room floor. They cut him out of the movie.
No kidding.
He was funny. He told the New York Post, he said, the producers decided they wanted more sex and less city. Which is a pretty funny line for a politician, I think.
Yeah.
But that's got to hurt, by the way, if you're the mayor and you're a busy guy and you give up time to be in a stupid movie and then they cut you.
Yeah, it's brutal.
They did him a favor. Let's be honest. My wife's been on a tear to watch every episode of that series before the movie comes out.
I started that. I mean, I've seen them all, but I started again this weekend.
That is a
really
horrible.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's the best
because you've
I
forgotten
it so
what it was about. You're not going to recognize any of the characters on the big screen if you haven't watched all the shows.
No, it's just fun.
Why is it so polarizing?
I don't know. I don't know why you guys hate it so
it really
much.
It really is just awful, and I don't know
it's
why.
It's not awful,
but it is. It's fingernails on a chalkboard is what it is.
I don't
agree.
Know why you think that.
I'll tell you why. I think I can articulate it. because the show, the few minutes that I've seen here and there, and my wife's like every other woman, she loved it, she watched it, is so unrealistic that I feel like you have to be stupid to watch that and think that there's any kind of semblance to reality on that show. Because
every
it's
week,
so insanely crazy.
Every week that show touched on different issues that came up in relationships, that come up in relationships. Every week. And you could identify with every episode in some way.
I'm sorry, are we still talking? I checked out.
I hate it because there's no hot chicks. And they all try to pretend like they're
they
sexy.
That's a great point, Mike. Oh, that's an excellent point.
There's Big Moose Cottrell. There's
the girl
Foot
that
face.
Plays Charlotte is beautiful.
No, she's the best of the group.
She's really
the
best.
She's the one with the sex tape? Is that who you're talking about?
The best
what's
of the group.
What's her face?
She
I can't
like
think of her name right now.
Maybe would be like what you'd go home with at night if you had too much to drink.
Oh, that's
and you're
not
like,
true.
I'll take this one out of you, the group.
Kristen
you got,
Davis.
Yes. There's Rodney on the Rock, the redhead. Moose Cottrell and Footface.
Yeah, so those are
that's
the
a good point.
I think point. Maybe part of the problem is that it is such a uniquely female
that
point,
might be.
Point of view.
I mean, I don't expect you to enjoy it. I don't understand. No,
it's really revolting.
It.
I don't know.
Get that.
I'm not sure why, but it really just angers me.
It's too bad for you.
Yeah,
missing out.
Nope. Fine. I think I'll be all right.
So, Lisa, what are you going to do now that those showings are sold out? Have you made alternate plans?
I don't know, because I had plans to go with a particular friend. We made these plans like a month ago, and I can't go on Saturday, so I think I'm going to have to wait a week.
Oh.
I know, but I'll just keep watching the episodes on DVD.
By the way, let's just make this rule right now. No talking about how excited you are about that movie after it comes out.
Well, because I made plans with someone.
Don't care. I'm saying the following Monday after that weekend, either talk about it, you loved it, or let it go forever.
I think that's another thing. You
well,
touched...
why would I talk to you about it? You
all
hate
right.
it.
Fantastic.
I think you hit the nail right on the head on one. Another reason why men hate it is because it's become such a women like empowerment thing. Like that.
But we don't hate movies that empower you.
You're right. I'm not trying to say that it's right or wrong. I'm saying that the fact that you had made plans with another female friend, like, all right, can't wait for this movie to come out. We're going to go as a group. It's our thing. And it's like, guys look at that and it's like, oh, how dumb. Women are going to go get together in a group and watch this show and watch this movie.
They don't need us. That's so awful.
I would like to say officially that Psycho Mike does not speak for me in any way, because usually when he speaks on my behalf, I don't recognize what he's saying. So that's crazy.
Okay.
Female empowerment, blah, 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 blah. Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz got married Saturday night.
Thank God.
At the home of her parents.
Yay.
Good times.
Child won't be a bastard.
Good times.
And they didn't finally announce that she's pregnant, I guess. I guess they had not officially said that yet, but now it's
surprise, at the reception.
Surprise, surprise.
Yep, we just like to make an announcement at the reception. She's not just fat. She's got a kid. And it's mine.
Well done.
What's your opinion, guys, of people who have their dog be the ring bearer? Because that happened at that wedding, too.
They're too young to get married. That's what that means, I think.
Pete from Fall Out Boy has an English bulldog named Hemingway, who was the ring bearer at the ceremony. So
I was going to not bring that up because I thought Bean would go, aw.
No.
All right.
I'm not into dressing up dogs, and I'm not into really making dogs work, to tell you the truth. I think dogs should just hang out and be cute. I mean, I think that should be their job. Also, married over the weekend, and it might be exciting for you if it were 40 years ago, but Lonnie Anderson took a new husband. Apparently a guy that she palled around with back when she was 17, she was friends with this dude. They kind of stayed in touch on and off over the years. They reconnected recently, and she just got married again. She, of course, was the hot receptionist from WKRP. She used to be married to Burt Reynolds, too, and she just got married again.
I wonder what she looks. Do you see any photos? What does she look like now? Bad?
She looks like an older version of that Lonnie Anderson who used to be hot on the TV.
Mike's giving the big thumbs down.
Bad.
Yeah, it's just she had like that really over-the-top look to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. Almost cartoonish.
Right.
Yes.
When you try to hold on to
she was the Pam Anderson of the day.
Yeah.
When you try to hold on to that look into your later years, it's bad news. She has like snare drum face.
Not unlike Burt Reynolds, who is freakish looking now.
Yeah, he is.
And let me close
like
for
a burn victim.
No, you're absolutely right, because his skin is like so tight, it does look like it has been grafted on from somebody else's body. Exactly. Let me close with just two bad celebrity tipping stories, because we always love these. Catherine Zeta-Jones is somebody I would not expect to ever see on this list, because she's, you know, seems so nice and is so very, very rich. But according to New York Post Page Six, she left a $10 tip on a $150 bill while out to dinner the other night.
Terrible.
Which, by the way, you know, if you're a celebrity, you know that that's going to get out. You know that that's going to be the word, right?
Yeah.
I think so, too. But, and this doesn't happen very often, but if sometimes the waiters and waitresses are bad.
That is true.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying in this particular case it was, but.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the anyway. It
could have been. And then the celebrity gets the bad rap, even
right.
though it's the waiter or waitress who maybe deserved the low tip. You're
yeah,
absolutely
right.
That's a great
that.
Point. And TMZ has a great story about Spidey, our favorites, Heidi and Spencer. They ran up a $783 bill at an L.A. restaurant last night. What do you suppose Spencer's tip was, Psycho Mike, on $783?
Oh.
$10?
I'm going to say $25.
You guys are just on either side of it. $16 for $783 is what he left.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
$783.
No.
How about that?
Way.
According to TMZ's source, though, of course, they were filming for the next season of The Hills at the time. After they stopped filming, the server approached one of the producers who was there at the show and mentioned the tip, and then the producer forked over $60 out of his own pocket to cover the tip.
Wow.
If you're wondering, by the way, how $783 for them and you know, for them and a couple of friends, 12 shots of Platinum Patron for $60 a pop were on the bill.
Oh, my God.
Excellent.
That's what. So it doesn't sound like there's much food as much as there was mad liquor is what was going on there.
Excellent. Well, it's good to see he's got a sense of entitlement as well. That's good. I like that.
But if you've got somebody following you around who's, you know, going to pay, you know, pay your tip,
yeah,
why
but
not, right?
You know, even with the $60, it's still like 10% tip. You know,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. It's not just a little low. And I'm going to take for granted in this particular instance that it wasn't the server.
Nope.
Yeah,
what we know
I think
about
you're right about
by
that.
The way, I doubt they paid for that meal either. Really? They're filming for The Hills?
Yeah,
that
knows?
Could be.
Who knows?
Good point. Today's celebrity birthdays. Who rock and roll legend? One of the great songwriters and guitarists of all time. Still doing good work. 63 years old is Pete Townsend today. You guys know the name Peter Mayhew? He is 64 today. He's the actor inside the Darth Vader costume.
Oh.
He's the guy who
really?
No one knows exists because James Earl Jones did the voice in the movies, so people never think that there's some different guy in the suit. But his name is Peter Mayhew, and he is 64 years old today. And, wow, that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if, you know, if Ralph were here, he'd work in the guy from the Human League, but I don't think we need, I don't think we're that desperate yet today, so we'll just say that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beeps.
Complete recap of the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta over the weekend.
Aye, aye, aye.
Coming up in about 10 minutes.
Her enthusiasm hasn't flagged since the day we started talking about it. Well done, Lisa
Thank
May.
You.
So if you saw some good stuff, maybe we weren't there. We weren't able to be everywhere. There were many fires up in the
I was
going to
ask about that. I was going to ask what the fire count was this year. Also, the arrest count I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. And I heard that there was at least one, possibly more, really just knockdown, drag out fights in the lawn at one point. We want to hear about that as well.
I saw
and the music, if there was any music that you saw, too.
There were drunk people.
Yeah.
Oh, my
turns
gosh.
Out. You know, I saw somebody getting arrested pretty quickly after we got off the air, which was about 3.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the
early.
Side stage kind of wrapping up, and the main stage just not even starting yet.
Yeah, ooh, that's not the weenie. That's not how you want to remember the weenie.
No.
Race.
No.
10 minutes after 6 now on the world famous K-Rock.
Linkin Park right there, of course, heading out on the road for their Project Revolution tour for the summer. They weren't there Saturday, but a lot of other bands they're taking out on the road were. And it'd be hard to pick a highlight. It'd be hard to pick one band that stole the show because there were so many great bands at the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta on Saturday. I mean, it wasn't like you walked away and went, so-and-so was good and everybody else was just okay. There were like 7 bands that were great on Saturday.
Pennywise was great. The Offspring was great, maybe
yeah.
a they little out of shape, but great.
Yeah.
Bad Religion,
Bad Religion
I
was great.
I was kind of tired of.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good.
Yeah, they're always good live.
They really are.
You forget how many tremendous songs Bad Religion has until you see one right after another. But we're going to take your calls on any Weenie highlights, musical or not, at 1-800-520-1067. Like we were saying a few minutes ago, there's a lot of stuff. It's a huge venue, pretty spread out, a lot of stuff going on that we can't see. So if you got any funny stories or things you want to tell us about, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067.
Did you hear Jed the Fish's interview with MGMT?
Mm-mm.
I heard chatter about it, did not hear the interview itself.
I think he's lost. I do honestly think he's lost interest in everything. I know that he's embarrassed by asking any questions that anyone would want the answer to. I know that.
Yeah.
And I like Jed, but you know, sometimes he's a little closer to normal, and sometimes he's a little further out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very embarrassed to ask MGMT about their name, about the name of the band. He did not want to have any part of this conversation.
Make it mint.
You know what?
Make it mint.
This is...
Make it mint.
Make it mint?
Make it mint.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing to me because in my mind, you guys have been asked this so much. But why? How did you name your band, if you'll indulge me?
We were called The Management originally. And then Ben can't pronounce a vowel, so we had to change it.
Again, I like Jed, but you get the idea that whatever the answer was after that blank, he was going to laugh that hard, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
it
not
didn't
really related to anything.
Right. Really fit, yeah. It wasn't that funny. So then he starts talking about which member of the band sounds like a famous singer.
Which guy sounds like Prince?
Which? I do.
Ben. You do? Yeah?
Yeah.
Ben, are you just a Prince freak?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. Not really at all. We'll get back to Jed in just a second. Let's begin with Albert taking calls in Walnut. Good morning, Albert.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
When you're off. Yes. Great job, guys. Great show.
Yeah, we didn't do much, but thank you on behalf of the people who did a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. But anyways, you know how the lines get really long in the restroom?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Out of maybe like a 15-person line out of like a 40-man line.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, big, giant bruiser of a guy, tats all over his body, big smile on his face, beer in his hand, casually walks right past everybody to the front of the line. Everybody has to look at his face like, I'm not going to tell him to go to the back of the line.
Right, sure. Hey, a-hole, I mean, go ahead. You say when you finally see the tats. Did anyone say anything to him, or he just did what he wanted?
He just did what he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably wise.
It's the right choice. I guess if you can do that, you do. Makes sense.
I don't know. Thank you for the call, Albert. Glad you had a good time. I don't know how this works, and maybe this is oversharing a little bit, but I drank a tremendous amount of fluid on Saturday. I mean, like many people, yeah. I was drinking water all day long, right?
Yeah.
Not one time did I ever have to pee, and I think it's because it was so hot that I think it was just all sweat now.
It was unnaturally hot.
Yeah, I mean, it was just weird, though, that I was losing all that fluid without trying to. But, yeah, it was 150 down at Durvine.
In the shade. Brandon in Tahunga. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Javi Samay.
Hello, Brandon.
Tell us about the brawl, dude.
Okay, remember when Rise Against was playing his acoustic song, and afterwards you said it's ironic that that brawl was two rows in front of me.
Excellent.
They sat there and they started pushing each other. Then they happened to roll like into the row in front of them.
Now, what did you see? What started it?
Apparently, one bumped the other one, and that was it.
Oh no, he didn't. Yeah.
And then the two guys they rolled into started getting into it with them, and then they rolled again into the sound check booth that was right in front of them.
Yeah.
I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, we were talking about people who get thrown out of a show. I mean, Rise Against was still before The Offspring and Metallica.
Right.
Yep.
So clearly you're liquored up by that point too much to control yourself. You get thrown out. I mean, what?
I know. I saw a guy, you know the path that you walk up to get into the amphitheater and
sure.
There's bushes on the side. It's a little bit of a hill. I saw a guy, and I think it was while Pennywise was playing, so it was
Which
pretty
is early.
Early,
right?
Fall into the bushes. He was so drunk. He fell backward into the bushes, and his friend tried to grab him, and he just took him down with him, and they both just disappeared down the hill.
Excellent. Good time.
I was interviewing people for the webcast way early. I mean, like 2 o'clock. And I was talking to one guy who I picked out of the crowd because he looked so inebriated, and he had to stop. He put his hand up and stopped and ran to the bushes and
hurled, no.
Had a reversal. And this was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
What's the really? I mean, I know you're excited and all, but have you never had a drink?
Wow.
I mean, really, you're so out of control that you don't see any of the show before you're throwing up.
And also, I don't think people put into perspective just how long a day it's going to be beforehand. You know,
how hot it is, which makes it different how the alcohol affects you as well, too. Hey, let's try Belinda in Montebello. She's on line 3. I saw a bunch of people trying to, Jimmy, get their way down into the pit. They'd start in row 25, and then they'd see a spot open up in row 23, so they'd hop into that, and they'd be in row 19. I mean, just gradually working their way down until they finally made it to the pit. And I think Belinda is one of those. Hey, Belinda, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
Hi, Kevin Amin. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Are you finally getting the pit?
Oh, my God. Well, the thing is, you know, during the first encore, we had regular seats, so we were just, like, right there, and we were
Of which band are we talking about here?
Metallica.
Metallica, okay.
Ooh, okay,
all
right.
My first Metallica concert ever. And, you know, after the first encore ended, a lot of people thought they were done. So everybody started to leave, and we started to leave. And then the second encore started, and we're like, oh, my God, my boyfriend. I took him with me. He goes, let's go further down. So we went further down. And security, I guess, was confused because people were coming and going.
Right.
So they actually let us go through the front row. So we went in the front row trying to listen in. He goes, no, let's go further down. Let's go further down. And the next thing I know, we were getting pulled in and spit. So then we're like, I was like, oh, my God. And then we're getting pushed and shoved. And I have never been in the pit before. My first concert ever.
Really? That was your first concert of any kind?
Any kind. And I'm glad it was Metallica.
No kidding.
And I'm glad it was the lineup the way it was. It was the best.
Now, did you escape the pit with all of your clothing?
Did not. My boyfriend was trying to shield me and everything because I got socked in the face. I got.
Yeah, it's a tough place for a girl, the pit. It really is.
I know. And I got stepped on by like this 200-pound man. I was like, not liking it. So what he does, he leaves me in the front row because there's like a bar right there, a little bar, like knee high.
Right.
And he goes, okay. He goes and he leaves me so he could go and try to see James Hetfield, the lead singer.
Right.
Because he has tattoos on his arms that he wanted to show James, and he actually got to show it to him.
James, look at my arm! Look at my arm, James! Look at my arm!
By the way, let me just say something about that, Belinda. I'm glad you brought that up.
Look at my arm, James!
I wanted to mention how cool Metallica was, not only to put on the show that they put on, but to have four encores, and then after they were done, to not leave the stage, but instead go and shake hands in the front row, and Lars was throwing out drumsticks. I mean, they really spent, it had to be 3 or 4 minutes, am I lying, Mike, at the lip of the stage greeting fans.
That might be underestimating. I mean,
that was very cool.
A long time, yeah.
That is cool.
They were soaking it in.
You don't see that very much.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He actually acknowledged my boyfriend's tats. He actually
look at my arm. Look, I have a tattoo. It's you.
And then of course, you know, James Hetfield just gave him the Metallica sign to him and everything. That was sweet. And I was in the back. I'm like, what's he doing? Because I couldn't see him anymore. And I'm like, they're just waving like a dork because everybody's doing the sign of the Metallica, and I'm the only one waving like a dork. And
okay, I lost interest in whatever you're talking about. But thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
We're glad you had a great time. We're glad you made it to the pit.
It was a shame that at night you can't see the crowd from the stage because you could tell that it was distracting to James that he had no idea what kind of crowd was out there, how many people were left, right? Which was practically a full house. I mean, everybody was there, but James couldn't see him from the stage. And so often he was like, are you guys still out there? And they really were.
They were out there.
One more question from Jed to MGMT.
How many people do you have on stage with you?
Five.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Not much of a
pretty
follow-up.
Crazy.
You have five?
No way, really?
Okay.
How do you count them all?
So I get a text from Dave on my way home, and he says, I just got back to the hotel, and I'm sitting next to Jed, and Jed is eating off the floor.
What?
Oh, really?
I was like, what does this mean?
Jed, what There's were you boy. Thinking exactly? What were you eating off?
There's an off ostrich the floor. Farm in Solvang.
Right, but why were you eating off the floor?
Did you know if you mix equal parts Lysol, NyQuil, and concentrated orange juice, you can make napalm?
What? What were you eating on the floor?
Toilet paper.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. You can leave us a message. Any topic is perfectly fine, including the fact that chicks dig wing bone, which I think has been proven.
Yeah.
Wang, chicka, wang,
on Friday, we did our final contest for the weenie roast tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Was Miss Cleo Eats the Weenie
or yes.
something like that.
Yeah.
Very popular.
And the listeners loved that and wanted the video immediately.
Lightning, it's been more than 90 minutes now. It's about 1:30. Where the hell is the video of Miss Cleo with Bean's Wieners? Yes, Bean, not Kevin. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm right there with you. It was wonderful radio. I enjoyed hearing it, but I really wanted to see it. And I was there refreshing KROQ.com all day long waiting for Miss Cleo and the Weenies, but it never appeared.
Dave the King of Mexico, we're going to talk about next hour. Not only doesn't find Angelina Jolie the most beautiful woman in the world, doesn't think she's hot at all.
Right.
Hey, guys. On Monday, we're going to be talking about Dave and his hatred for Angelina Jolie. I think I figured it out. You know, the chicks that kind of, like, huddle together, and when the really hot chick enters the room, they get all, like, freaking catty and, like, oh, she's looking at her, she's so nice, she thinks she's hot, she's not. It's like Dave, think about it. He's just like a chick.
Yeah.
He's like a jealous chick. It's not that he doesn't think she's hot. He's just jealous of her beauty. Because he wants to be a woman, is what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
Either that or he's just a
Both are possible. Both
those are your two options. By the way, he does watch TV like a girl.
Gossip Girl loves that show.
He sure does.
Yeah.
He's a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
By the way, Dave thinks Mount Everest is not a very high mountain, too. So let's keep that in mind.
All right. Here's my impression of Psycho Mike. Yay! Yeah, I'm on the radio. Yay! Kevin, be proud of me. Dude, you're retarded, man. Shut up.
Yeah, tell us something we don't know.
He's a little Eli Manning. I think that is true.
Chocolate bacon. Britney's hot because K-Fed's making chocolate bacon. Britney, hot for some reason, and it makes me feel dirty because I thought that whole thing was hot. I feel dirty now. Like, I'm on my way to work and like,
yeah. I understand.
Yeah, that was the hottest non-hot thing ever.
It was. There were no hot words being spoken, nope. Yet somehow it was strangely sexual. I don't know how.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, you want to hear a joke? Gay marriage. You thought I was going to say woman's rights. Well, I guess that too.
Yeah, that guy needs to put down the bong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hone his material a little bit before his next call.
We were talking to the Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking to God.
Through
the Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly, right. Who is not necessarily thrilled with gay marriage because at one point in his life, his son, Gerald Pauly, was attacked on the street by a gay man, supposedly,
mm-hmm.
Which none of us buy.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. This is the Dark One.
I think it might be the first Afro call from the Dark One.
Yeah,
I like that.
They can tell Gerald that the gays will win. The gays will win.
Okay.
Remember the dude that called and said his balls itched?
Yeah.
And he used the phone?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy?
Uh-oh. My taint itches now. There you go, guys. Lisa, enjoy. Yeah, that's it. Guess where I'm going next time.
Oh. I can't imagine. Thank you. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51 on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
How far is
it's over.
The festival it's from the Marriott Palm Desert,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. First of all, that was Coachella. Second of all, that's over and the Weenie Roaster over. So there's no reason you should be calling us anymore.
I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. Thanks very much. Ralph is on vacation this week. We'll continue to keep you informed with the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. And by the way, coming up after 7, we'll talk to Dave, the King of Mexico, about why Angelina Jolie is not only not beautiful, but is in fact ugly. You can go to KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean section, and see the picture that started the debate last Friday. We've been dying to get it on the air because I think Dave's got some explaining to do, if you want my opinion.
No kidding.
First, though, box office over the weekend. Anyone go to the movies? Anyone have time on either Friday or Sunday to go see a film?
And you know what? You brought this up before, but there's nothing really I want to see right now. I already saw Iron Man, which is great. I'm waiting for the new ones to come out.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be, we're in that time of year now where there's something big every single weekend. And this past weekend, the one to go see, if you were going, was The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, $56.6 million, which is, which is huge unless you're comparing it to an Iron Man or something like that. I mean, but those don't come along very often. Iron Man was number two in its third weekend at the box office with another $31.2 million. It's going to end up being one of the biggest movies of all time, that Iron Man.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. I think it was well done.
And we get that sequel in 2010. I know people are already counting down. Speed Racer was number four at the box office. Then Baby Mama, Maid of Honor, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Harold and Kumar coming at number eight. The Forbidden Kingdom was number nine. And the new film, The Visitor, at number 10 for the weekend.
Brian Austin Green apparently not thrilled that his fiancée, Megan Fox, is going to be bearing it all. In her upcoming movie, Jennifer's Body.
Yeah, she's Jennifer, right, in the movie?
I believe that's where those photos on What Would Tyler Durden Do came from.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the deal? Because she's not, she's as naked as you can get while you're still wearing something on top. She has some sort of see-through gauze or veil or something that's wrapped around her.
It looks like some kind of a flesh-covered, Band-Aid.
Like a tube top or something, right?
Just not very much, though.
Is it some sort of Canadian law that you can't be naked or something? I mean, what's that deal?
Maybe she just is trying to appear topless without actually being topless in front of
everyone.
Well,
Megan Fox, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah, she might be a little modest.
No responsibility to be topless.
She's not modest. Does she strike you as modest?
I don't know. Why did she have that top on?
Well, I don't know, but not because she's modest.
This BS, doesn't make any sense. That.
Yeah, it's BS. That's right.
Doesn't David Austin Green realize that he's the last person on earth who deserves to see her topless?
David
Come on.
Probably does, but Brian Austin Green, for some reason, thinks that he's his right.
I think his character on 90210 was named David. I think I got confused. I hate this DMX, as you know, this rapper. I actually like some of his records, but he's another one of those yahoos that's involved in the dogfighting, and I got no time for those guys.
No.
I got no time for people that they go to your house, they end up digging all sorts of dead little pit bulls. I don't dig this guy at all. He apparently was in the hospital the other day in Arizona, and to avoid paying the bills, gave the doctors all fake information, including a fake name, to get out of paying the money. How about that?
Wow.
He checked in the emergency room, complaining of shortness of breath and chest pains. He was diagnosed with pneumonia, released 8 hours later. There's talk now that he may be charged with a theft of services and providing the hospital with false information, including name and address, for billing purposes. I wonder if that ever works. I wonder if you can go in and just make it up. They'll never be able to track you down. You walk out, they never find you.
I would imagine
that. You're not famous.
Yeah, I would imagine it would if you're not famous, but if you're famous, I mean, that's pretty easy.
Pretty stupid.
That's really dumb.
And he has money, right?
I don't know if
not
he does
anymore.
Or not.
Not anymore?
No, he spends so much on dogs and drugs and guns that I don't know what he's got left for pneumonia.
And
you know?
Legal battles and paternity of his, like, 1,000 kids with 1,000 women.
Wow, he is a winner.
Well, at least I forgot he got raped, too. Yeah, I forgot.
At least all of you are working today to pay off that bill.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
This is a rare moment of honesty for a celebrity. You don't see this very often. Most celebrities are pretty convinced that they're the deal, like they can do everything and anything. Thing because they're famous. Victoria Beckham was asked by Ireland Online the other day about acting, about doing, you know, she's done a couple of cameos here and there, and of course she's in the Spice Girls movie. They said, hey, why don't you do any more acting? And she says, you know what, I'm not really going to pursue that because I'm a terrible actress.
Wow.
How refreshing is that?
Nice. That is very refreshing, just to hear somebody at least think that.
Yeah.
And we've all thought it in the past as we've seen her up on the screen, but now to have to realize that she knows it too is very impressive to me. So good on you, Posh.
There's a new movie coming out. It's called Jennifer's Body, and in it, Megan Fox is naked.
Didn't you do that?
I don't think so. I would remember that. I don't think so.
Brian Austin Green is
Yes, he's upset about that. Yes, exactly.
How did you know, Lisa?
Because he did it 5 minutes ago.
I could hear that again. Wait, she's naked?
Probably.
And when's it coming? When's it coming out?
It doesn't say. Jennifer's Body is the name of it, and Megan Fox is her name.
Oh, Megan Fox, yeah.
And,
but she's wearing a lot of clothes in that movie all the time, right?
Not very many, no.
Oh, really? Is anyone upset about it?
No.
Oh,
everyone seems to be happy, except for that dude from 90210.
Whoever he is, David Austin Green. New York Daily News has a story that Al Reynolds, you remember the name? He's Star Jones' soon-to-be ex-husband, and
Lucky
he's a little flimsy. He has, according to the paper, been trying to wheel and deal for a tell-all interview. He says, look, I'm willing to talk about Star.
Let's pay him!
Yes!
He is looking for a paycheck in the six-figure range.
Whatever, it's
someone
worth
pay
it.
Him!
It seems like somebody should. Producers tell the column that he's got to make a living somehow, but so far no one wants to pony up the cash for it, which shocks me, by the way, because if you could get a Star Jones exclusive like that, I mean, it seems like she's a tabloid favorite. It seems like it'd be worth the money to get Al to tell.
It's top-notch gay.
Yeah. There is a starlet, actually, named Megan Fox, who's going to be in a new movie called Jennifer's Body.
You
and that's coming up
that
soon.
Story.
She's
twice now.
Gonna be
Hold on. I haven't heard about this yet. She's She's going to be topless?
Yes.
Megan Fox is the chick from Transformers?
That's correct.
You can,
oh, my God.
Did this.
You can find photos at TMZ or What Would Tyler Durden
there
Do?
There must be other stories to do.
There are, but there aren't any as good.
We know this story.
Not so much from you. We might need to put you in the basement.
What's the name of the movie? I'm sorry, what's the name?
Jennifer's Body is the name of that.
I got it.
Megan Fox.
I'd like to hear more about that. And finally, Spidey update. Star Magazine says Hyder and Spencey. Hyder and Spencey is what I just called him.
Hyder and Spencey.
According to Star,
I hate Spidey. It's just awful.
It is stupid. It's so stupid. That's why I love it for this couple, because they deserve a stupid nickname. They do not deserve a cool nickname. I'm sorry. They just don't. They deserve something retarded. Star Magazine reports, and you know how famous they are for doing everything in public. I mean, they even turned Mother's Day into a photo op the other day, right? If it were anyone else, I might not believe this, but it's Heidi and Spencer, so I do. They plan on shopping for baby clothes, even though she's not pregnant, just to get the publicity and speculation about whether they're having a baby or not.
What
that's what Star says. I don't know, but that's so them.
Yeah, you'd totally believe that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Why can't they go away far, far away? I don't.
You mean dead far away? That far?
I would be okay with, well, I don't want to say that.
Mutual suicide pact?
If it happened, I wouldn't be sad. But I'm not suggesting that it should happen, but I wouldn't be sad. Although if they died now, they would miss Jennifer's body coming to theaters
soon. That is true.
Which would be a shame, because they would miss that actress. What's her name?
Megan Fox is her name.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
In other news, you know how some celebrities won't take off their tops? Not true of Megan Fox.
That's it.
She's in the new movie. Hey, what are you talking about? You're out.
Hey, where's Lisa going? We got a story about Megan Fox we haven't done yet. Not going to hear about the Megan.
We don't need her negativity.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Thank you for the correction. Apparently, we got bad information. Peter Mayhew, the actor who turned 64 today, was actually inside the Chewbacca costume, not the Darth Vader costume. I don't know what else Mr. Mayhew has done, but he'll be.
Well, I'm sorry. That's my impression.
Chewbacca. Hear it again. It's not the worst Chewbacca impression I've ever heard, but it's not going to get you in the next movie, if that's what you're asking. Anyway, he's 64 years old today. Former model, actress, singer. I think she was in even one of the Bond movies was Grace Jones. She turns 60 today, and legend from The Who, Pete Townsend, is 63. And that's it for the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
Next hour, more news on Jennifer's Body. It's a new movie that's coming out starring Megan Fox.
So I haven't heard about that. I'll look forward to it.
About an hour from now. Pennywise, fantastic performance over the weekend. They're the perfect weenie roast band.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Truly.
Everybody's hot, drunk, and they come out on stage. Perfect.
I'm not sure that Fletcher is as much an anarchist as he likes to pretend to be on the stage, though.
You want to call him out on that, do you?
No, I do not. Yeah. No, I do not. Fletcher is a big boy and very talented, too. But, yeah, they were terrific. It's the
he
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
He was wearing a Long Beach hat. He was wearing a Long Beach clothing hat. Let me remind you that 100 times.
Yeah, that was lightning.
It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. This is the hour you can be the first to ride Universal Studios' new Krustyland ride. We got a chance for you to win tickets coming up later this hour. Speaking of the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta, Dave? Pictures going up today that I know you took a bunch of pictures out there on Saturday,
later,
right?
Later today.
Okay. Yeah. I'm on the sites page of the Kevin and Bean section of KROQ.com right now. And if you've heard us talk to Miss Cleo, who answers the phone, she replaced Dave. Then you want to check her and her boobs out. That picture is up there too. And there's another picture up there. And here's the subject line. Is Angelina Jolie hot? The King of Mexico says no. KMB will discuss on Monday. And the way this came about is one of the photos that came out of Angelina walking around at the Cannes Film Festival last week in a beautiful green dress. And by the way, she's pregnant with twins, and she's got twins on her body now, too.
Yep. Her boobs are bigger than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And it's a beautiful picture of many thousands of beautiful pictures of Angelina Jolie. It's difficult for this woman, being so gorgeous, to take a bad picture. But I sent it around to share the wealth a little bit because I found the photo first. And Dave wrote back what?
Face disease.
Oh, Dave.
And face disease, for those that aren't in the inner circle here, means what, Dave?
I don't know. She's got
some kind of disease that ruins her face.
Especially in this picture. Her face is long. She has big old lips. You can't see in this photo, but her eyes are bad.
This is a good picture, by the way.
And her nose is long, too. It's bad.
It's not
And she's bad.
It's not a great picture of her, but she's way hot. I know what it is with Dave.
No.
What?
I just figured it out.
What?
Tattoos. She's got tattoos.
You can't see him in this picture at all, though.
No, but he knows.
You know Dave's crazy, crazy no tattoo stance where he doesn't find anyone attractive and wouldn't have sex with him if they had tattoos? Come on. She's got some tattoos and he knows
it.
That's what it is.
That has nothing to do with her face.
The only thing that makes sense.
That has nothing to do with her face.
She has a beautiful face.
No,
she does have big lips, but
it's kind of like a horse face. It's long and just out there.
Dave, do you know who we're talking about? Angelina Jolie,
yes.
The Oscar-winning actress.
I
you know who we're talking
right
about?
Here.
The one who used to be married to Billy Bob, now she's married to Brad
right
Pitt,
here.
That guy?
Did you say her face is long and out there?
It's just, you know, it stretches. It's so long.
It's not that long.
Yes, it is.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, we all understand that we're not speaking from a position of being better looking.
Not at all.
Right. None of us think that. But it seems like pretty much all of the opinions have to go from super hot to I don't find her as attractive as most people. Like, that should be the whole realm.
Yeah, there's no one who should say she's not at least pretty.
Yeah, I mean, you can't write back face disease.
You
I
can
mean,
say she's not your type. Maybe right. you prefer the Kristen Bell tiny little blonde. Maybe that's the kind of woman that's number one for you. But you can't look at Angelina Jolie and say she's anything other than attractive.
Nah, she has to at
her
least.
Her eyes don't do it. Her nose. Everything about her is just bad.
Everything about her is bad.
Not even twins. Attractive? You won't even give us attractive?
Not to me, no.
Do you think she's average looking?
Not to me, no.
She's not even average?
No.
Below average?
She's just like, I don't
know. Is she below average to the woman that you see on the street in Los Angeles every day? Is Angelina Jolie in the lower 50 percentile of that?
Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being lowest, 10 well, being I mean, best. She's a 3 or 4? Are you high?
I'd give her a 4, yeah.
A 4?
If every what girl is, had the
what
money,
what does a girl wait, have listen, to do to impress the king the of money, Mexico?
If every girl had the money that she has and can get makeup and you know her hair done,
yeah.
then they'll look just as good as her. At
Dave,
the average
we
woman.
Saw a video a few weeks ago that was revealed of Angelina Jolie at one of her first modeling assignments, and she was what, Mike? In that she was like 15 or something, or 16 years
yeah,
old.
Really,
in that, right?
Yeah.
And she could not have been more beautiful then without all
of
the, without all of the Hollywood makeup and everything else
yeah,
that goes on.
Hackers?
I mean, just naturally beautiful.
What's Hackers?
I don't remember.
Yeah, she was
that.
In it. And oh, my God.
Oh, that's the movie.
Just, yeah.
Did you see
well,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous in that movie.
In the movie.
Couldn't be more beautiful.
I saw her in person at the premiere.
What the
Stunning.
Hell?
Stunning.
All right, let's take a few phone calls. Yes, Dave.
No, because there's even pictures of her right now where they just released where she's topless. You know, they
right.
took a shot of her. You can see her face. It's just bad in that, too. And that's at home normal, you know?
Dave.
If she's topless, who's looking at her face, first of all?
Who hurt you, first of all? And second of all, we're not arguing that there are less than flattering shots of Angelina Jolie. I mean, she has 1,000 pictures taken of her an hour wherever she goes. Not all of them are going to look like model shots. But you can't. I mean, you've seen enough pictures of her to know that she's a pretty girl.
Nah.
Is okay. part of the problem that people find her so attractive? Because, like, I'm not a huge Beatles fan, for example, in music.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Or Elvis. I don't really care that much. And the more people talk about them, it kind of gets... I understand they're great. They have their place in history. You can love them. But the more they force them down my throat, then I kind of feel like... It kind of starts getting annoying. And that's what people do with Angelina
well,
Jolie
little,
everywhere you look.
Maybe that's a little bit to do with it because, you know, I feel that she doesn't. But and everyone keeps saying that... You know, she's so hot, and I go, no, and I just
so she's overrated her. In your mind, so you're trying to
way
bring her down a few pegs.
Way overrated.
She's a
okay.
4 is what you're saying.
Way
oh
overrated.
My
she
God.
Doesn't even get a 5, really? Just halfway 4. Up the scale? 4.5.
She's quattro. Below average in looks. I want to live in Dave's world.
Yeah, well,
Dave
doesn't
Angelina
live in Dave's
Jolie,
world.
There, more women are more attractive than Angelina Jolie than less attractive. That's
right.
The world I want to live in.
Right. A majority of women in this world are better looking than her. Johnny in Orange, good morning.
Dave's right. He nailed it on the head. It's she's got a horse face. She's
yeah!
My
boy!
Mr. Ed. She is Mr. Ed.
She's
oh,
who?
God. Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Johnny.
He's so dead on. He's
all right, Johnny, let me ask you this question, and I don't know if this is relevant or not, but I have to try. Would you hit it?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
But the would you hit it line is a way different line than hot, let's be honest.
Because you could be a 1 and you'd hit it? Is that, well, is that the point here?
All right, let's go to Jess in Pomona, who is going to straighten things out for us. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys. I definitely agree with Dave. I don't know. There's just something weird about
she's
her.
A 4?
Yeah.
Probably. Because, I mean, look, first of all, it's like she used to have a hot body. She used to. Now it's like she's disgustingly skinny. Her veins
she's
are popping
thin.
Out.
She's too thin. I agree.
She could gain some weight. I agree.
And then her face, I mean, she does have a long face. And now that she's skinnier, it's like she looks too much like her brother.
Ew.
Every time I think of her, I think of her crazy brother. Her lips pop out like crazy. Her eyes are bulgy. I don't know.
Wow. A 4, though. You're not even going to give her a 5.
No.
She's not a 5?
Guys, what does this do for the woman who's not Angelina Jolie out there listening to this conversation? When Angelina Jolie gets a 4, what does a normal woman... Why get up, get dressed, and leave the house today if you're hearing this conversation?
It's sad.
Wait a minute. I have another theory. Okay, the first theory was too many people cram her down Dave's throat, so he's revolting.
Okay.
He is revolting.
My second theory is Dave's working all the other chicks in the world by going, yeah, she's a four. I see girls on the street every day that are hotter than her. So girls that aren't that hot are going to come up to Dave and go, wow, you're so nice.
It's part of the no game.
Yeah. Let's take one more before the break. Rob in Huntington Beach is on line 8, and then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. By the way, I don't know if they're you know, if they're tipping it in Dave's favor with these phone calls. A majority of people are calling and agreeing with Dave, but if you think Dave's crazy and you want to take him on, I'd like to hear from you too. Rob, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I totally agree with Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, she is not attractive at all. It looks like a giant badge on her face.
I agree, by the way.
Come on. You know, it's like she's a guy with boobs, almost like a transvestite. You know, I've worked clubs on rave nights where you get these guys in there with the, you know, the fake boobs. Looks identical to that. It's just like a guy with boobs.
She's she's not even a three.
Come on.
Okay.
I think Brad made a huge mistake by letting Jennifer Aniston go.
Word.
I don't.
Jennifer Aniston is hotter than Angelina Jolie.
Way hotter.
No way.
Huge mistake.
Jennifer Aniston is hot.
She's cute.
Cute. Yeah.
She's cute.
She's cute. Angelina Jolie? Not.
Angelina Jolie is filthy, like, cute. Filthy hot.
Yeah. Not even.
Not more sexual than Angelina? I mean,
totally.
Jennifer Aniston? She's not sexier than Jennifer Aniston.
No.
On the sex scale.
The woman who had sex in a padded room. That woman.
Who oozes sexuality more than Angelina Jolie? I'll tell you who. No one.
What do you think of that?
Jenna Jameson.
Today's Jenna Jameson or yesterday's?
Yesterday's.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break and come back and discuss.
We got to figure this one. We got to get Dave to admit he's just playing.
We have to give her a five. I mean,
oh my God,
it's not acceptable if we can't at least move Dave up to a five.
I know.
So we'll try. The Bravery on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. They were at the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta over the weekend. We got some highlights of that coming up. We need to talk about Bean's hair because I can't imagine that was the plan.
Oh, I think it was the plan.
Because you loved it. Also, Bill Shatner on the show today talking about his new autobiography, of course, Captain Kirk. And former sports guy Money, now with the Lakers radio broadcast team, is going to be talking about the phenomenal wins over Utah over the weekend. So we got all that coming up. Right now, we got to deal with some business in-house. Dave, the King of Mexico, is going blind. It's very, very sad. I'm sorry that we have to be the ones to tell you this, but he's got some sort of a rare disease in his eyes where he's starting to lose his... Oh, you know what? He just thinks Angelina Jolie is ugly. That's what we're talking about here.
Look, Carlos from Los Angeles, we don't have time for your call. We are going to give you credit for being correct. Dave is too low on the list to judge.
Ah.
Like, if Dave were on the same list, he would not show up. I believe that's true of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. We'll stipulate that's true. We're all too low on the list to judge.
Good point.
But Dave's only given her a four.
I know.
That's insane.
How do you not give her at least a... Six is just a little above average. You know, I mean, that's not...
All right, look.
She gets a six just for not being fat, Dave.
Don't you say?
Just for you, I'll bump her up to a five only because she does have big boobies and right now.
Because she's pregnant.
Okay. Right now.
Let's talk to Christina in some place called Carona. I'm not sure where Carona is, but maybe Moose is answering the phones. Hey, Christina on line four. Good morning. You're on the Kevin Bean Show. You got something for Dave?
Oh, yeah. Good morning, guys. Dave, you should be taken out and shot. You are retarded. Angelina Jolie is fabulous than any girl in the world. She is gorgeous.
That's what we're saying.
Gia. She was topless in Gia before Megan Fox was topless.
Yeah,
okay?
She's pretty
hey, wait
hot.
A minute. Megan Fox is topless?
Yeah.
Christina,
wow, that's cool.
That.
She has a phenomenal body, Dave. Even if you thought her face was below average, which it's not, by the way. Her face is gorgeous. Most women would kill for a face like that. Her body is banging.
Megan Fox smokes Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I'd like to see that, by the way. That's a good movie right there. Thank you, Christina, for the call. Smokes her. I would say Megan Fox is hotter.
Yeah. Well, she's also more than 10 years younger, too. Yeah.
Would you put Megan Fox on the list?
I'll give her a 9.
You'd give her a 9.
Yeah, she would have a 10, except she has stupid tattoos.
Let's try Jesse in Camarillo. He's on line 6. Jesse, thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you got for Dave?
You know, he does have a disease, but it's a fat bitch trapped in a man's body disease.
you're talking about Dave now.
By jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And all those other guys, same thing. And then the one woman, obviously, she's about 450 with no lips.
All right, I think I agree with you, Jesse.
You know what? We can decide this right now. What does he think of Britney Spears, okay?
Britney Spears on the scale of 1 to 10 right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Probably like a 3, yeah.
Okay, so Angelina Jolie is just barely better than Britney now?
Rack the flat stomach, yeah.
Now?
Come on, Dave.
Yeah. Just Dave, barely better?
Yeah.
Admit that you were just being funny when you said 4. You don't really believe Angelina Jolie's a 4. You don't. You can't.
I do, dude. I'm not trying to be funny. That's just what I think, dude.
A 4, though. You said 4. You meant
4. I meant 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I know. What are we going to do with him? I think the caller was right. We got to take him out back of K-Rock and shoot him. I just we got to put him down like old Yeller.
We'll do what we have to do.
This time tomorrow, by the way, our friend Teeter Ortiz will be joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Song number 4. Snoop Doggy Dog. When I go buck buck, the perro se hufu. Song 105.
No, Teeter Ortiz. Talking about his final fight for the UFC and upcoming autobiography. I'm sorry, not you, Tito. Tito Ortiz. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Later on this morning, Matt Money Smith and, of course, Bill Shatner. This past weekend was the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. Thanks again to everybody who came out and made it such a great day. It was 175 degrees out there today, yet I still don't think that dampened the enthusiasm the people had for the day.
It did not.
Absolutely not.
And it all got started with Psycho Mike.
We're going to kick things off with maybe the best performance of the day. Offspring, Metallica, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, singing most of the songs that we're not allowed to play on our show anymore. Yeah! Psycho Mike and the Brotherhood of Vomit!
And the people that were there went crazy.
Yeah.
The ones that were there.
I had to, I have to thank you guys for really selling it.
You didn't make it sound like it was real?
Kevin delivered that as if he was delivering it to Dodger Stadium, packed for a Kiss concert.
There were 500 people there.
And it seemed to grow as the songs went on.
Absolutely.
So I can't thank the people who did show up early enough to come out. And
who's your guy? Who's the Brotherhood of Vomit? What's that dude's name? Because he's very talented.
Myself and Tony Gamble, a friend of mine. He is an unbelievably talented guitar player. He really is.
So you guys come out, and you're doing Psycho Mike's greatest hits, basically. And I think we have some clips from, again, this is the very first performance on the side stage, kicking off officially the K-Rock Weenie Roast this Saturday.
So you have a new song.
Yeah.
Things About Mexicans That I Like. What's the name of it?
We were rehearsing the night before, and I said, you know, we don't have anything like fiesta themed. This is the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta. We should write a song about Mexicanism. So we wrote the chords and everything. But
you should write a song about Mexicanism.
Mexicanism.
Okay.
And we wrote the chords and everything and got like the song structure down, but didn't really have any time to think of lyrics.
Really?
So I said, I'll make sure that comes together on stage.
So let me see if I've got this right. So you're opening the side stage.
Yeah.
And you're going, I'll just wing it.
Yeah. Because I'm so like, my DNA is so ingrained with Mexican heritage that I figured everything's going to be okay.
Let's pour out.
Yeah. And this is the debut of our new song. This is a song about Mexican stuff.
I'm a muchacho. I'm a Mexican man. I sell those oranges as fast as I can.
See? Because he's a Mexican guy and he sells oranges.
Yeah. Of course. That's not a stereotype at all.
Here's what I like. I like that Mike had him eating out of the palm of his hand. And then, just knock it up a notch, he goes, Raiders. And everybody goes crazy.
Crowd went nuts. Go Raiders, go Dodgers. Crowd went nuts.
Your gayness does not define you.
That's true.
Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
True.
That is true. So then you went into the crowd pleaser that we're no longer allowed to play on K-Rock, Firecrotch.
Right. Yes. The beautiful, much fabled ballad about Lindsay Lohan.
It's quite smelly.
All right, that's all we can play.
Oh. That's just that part. That's all we can play on the air, unfortunately.
But it's worth seeking out online. I think you'll enjoy the whole song.
The video, if not up now, is going to be up later of all of these performances. Then you did Hey There Vagina, which we're also not allowed to play on K-Rock.
Right.
Which is good.
Sing it, come on! Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do.
Okay, that's all we can play.
What's it like for you, Psycho Mike, to look out and see, at this point, a pretty large crowd with a lot of people singing your words back to you?
It is...
That was so weird.
Bonkers. It is the biggest trip in the world. And you know, every guy, even really successful actual musicians, not guys like me, guys who really have a career and stuff, can only dream of having a song that people can recognize enough that they would actually sing back the lyrics. So for me to go out there with a song like that about, you know, vagina, and seeing, like, women... And children
kids.
Singing back
with lighters.
Kids. Yes, singing back the song with lighters. I mean, it was honestly insane. And I can't thank the crowd for being so cool. They were so cool.
So then Psycho Mike takes a quick break and goes back to change into his alter ego.
Oh yeah,
which is named Razmik Cartoonian.
Razmik Hartoonian. Yes.
And Dave the King of Mexico takes the stage as part of the 818 crew.
Uh-huh.
So it's just Dave and it's Mike's guitarist Tony. That's the 818 crew.
Yes.
Dave comes out maybe the best hype man in the business.
Listen to me. Kanye Sanchez is I cannot thank Kanye Sanchez enough. He really went above and beyond the Call of Duty. He was awesome.
Isn't it true though that every rap artist out there has a guy who does what Dave did for you, right, which is to nonstop hype the crowd, make sure to get the album drop date out there, make sure everybody is putting their hands in the air like they just don't care. I mean, Dave was whipping it.
And he really sold it. He was geeking it hard. And I
Dave, the King of Mexico.
Check, check. What do? What's up? We rock!
The sound wasn't quite perfect at that point. So that's Dave, and then Tony.
All right.
Wait, let me make sure I'm in the right clip.
Okay.
Yep, I am. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Tony, maybe one of the best guitar players you'll ever find. He is unbelievably talented, and he is so skilled, and I can't thank him enough for coming up there and playing with me. I love him.
Well, he's the Brotherhood of Vomit. But how could he not be there?
But for the final song, he was one of the two 818 crew guys.
Dialect classes might need to be in order when it comes to doing voices, though.
I was out in the crowd watching, and I was thinking to myself, this is a song about Armenians, right? Because
if Brow Down was about a Sri Lankan or an Indian,
Apu, for example, from the
Tony
Simpsons,
knocked it out of the park.
So here's Tony.
Okay, people, I want you to party hard today. Okay, in the house.
Oh no!
And I was thinking, what the? He's doing an Indian accent.
Yeah.
But now I can't. I'm not an accent master either, so I don't. I'm not going to, you know, point fingers. But that was pretty funny. That was
strong.
Pretty good.
White rap representing. That's right.
Dave again.
All right, we're going to throw our hands from side to side because that's how we do it in Glendale. When I say Glen, you say Dale. Glen. Dale. Glen. Dale. When I say oppress, you say women. Oppress. Oppress.
That's a nice touch. That's a nice touch.
Well done.
And the women in the crowd yelling louder than the men.
Of course. Yeah.
Women.
All of them.
Mike, are you at the point yet where you feel like the hit single Brow Down has so eclipsed the rest of your repertoire that some of the audience is just there waiting for you to play the single?
I do. I mean, listen, Brow Down is awesome, and the crowd
Brow Down
really,
is forever,
really
right?
does love it. The thing is that I think Hey There Vagina translates better to people around the country because unless you live in Southern California, you don't really get Brow Down.
Right.
You know, because you don't really probably know any Armenians unless you live in Southern California. So either one of those two would have to be the big hits. But definitely the crowd response to Brow Down is that's the winner. people are getting hyped for Brow Down.
Check out the video at krock.com a little bit later on today. For the next hour, we're going to talk Lakers as they have wrapped up this playoff round.
It's got to be the shoes.
Psycho Mike had the shoes. He gave him the money. Money went to Utah. Boom. They went down. Uh-huh. So that's the way it should happen. We also have a K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta recap. And we got to talk about Bean's pigtails.
Ugh. Bean, what's wrong with
you? Wait, did I say that? Oh, I did say that correctly. Yeah.
Bean's pigtails.
In the meantime, it's 7:55 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Rob is on vacation this week. We're taking a look at the showbiz beat for you, including movie news. Everybody has been anticipating Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I want to say it's called. That opens up here later this week. It had its world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival yesterday. In case you are wondering, it was well-received. 3.5-minute standing ovation at the end of the film, and generally good reviews for the movie. Because, you know, that can be a tough audience sometimes.
Hopefully they can find a distributor, you know?
I know. I do hope. It's, you know, these small movies, sometimes they have a lot of trouble reaching an audience, but hopefully someone will pick it up and we'll get a chance to see it. So that is the good news out of Cannes, is that the movie apparently was worth the wait. So we're all excited about that. The other movie that everybody's talking about so far at Cannes is one that I can't wait to see, which is a new documentary that apparently is just brutally honest. And it's about the life of and includes full participation by Mike Tyson.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That looks good.
Talk about a guy. For young people today who may know the name Mike Tyson, they don't remember that he was the heavyweight champion of the world at 20 and has just had everything that you can imagine, good and bad, happen to him in his life, including going to jail for rape, including just, I mean, the guy has been had a nightmare life, much of it he brought on to himself, but he's also a little bit retarded. I mean, it's a fascinating story. And apparently that documentary has been screened at Cannes and is just a huge, huge hit out there. And I don't know what the details are of when that one comes, but apparently it is brutally honest, and it's going to be great to see that in full color.
Speaking of movies and Cannes, there's a new movie called Jennifer's Body, and Megan Fox shows her cans in it.
Yeah. What?
I had no idea. I never heard this.
You heard me
correctly.
How
did I miss this story?
How did I miss those
photos? We probably undersold it last hour.
Yeah, so why did you not talk about that at all?
Try and do that justice this time.
Movies at the box office this past weekend, in case you're wondering, The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, as expected, debuted number one, about what they were looking for, $56.6 million. That's the kind of movie that has legs, as they say in the business, and it's going to be a player all summer long. Iron Man, number two, in its third weekend with over $31 million. That is that's the biggest blockbuster. You know, up until Iron Man came out, there had only been one movie at the box office that had made $100 million this year.
No kidding.
Very light at the box office, and that was Horton Hears a Who. So now the summer blockbuster season is here. We'll start to see those rack up. But Iron Man at number two. What Happens in Vegas, three. Then Speed Racer, Baby Mama, Maid of Honor, Forgetting Sarah Marshall at number seven. Harold and Kumar, Forbidden Kingdom, and The Visitor rounds out your top ten.
Speaking of things that rack up, Megan Fox is topless in the new movie Jennifer's Body.
No way!
Heidi Montag.
Is heaven missing an angel? Because you've got nice cans. Well.
Heidi Montag. Oh, dear Montag. God, I can't say her name. Heidi and Spencer Montag. Pratt yeah. are going to fake pregnancy. That's what Star Magazine says.
I believe it.
We're going to go shop for baby clothes, and everybody's going to go, and we're going to go, no! And then they're going to go, are you? And then we're going to go, oh! Yeah. Shut up.
They do manage to work the media. They certainly do attract the coverage, don't they?
If there's one thing they're good at, that's it.
No one is sure why, though. A couple of weddings over the weekend in Southern California. Not a big surprise. It was pretty well known that it was going to happen. But at the Joe Simpson home in Los Angeles, little Ashley Simpson got married. She is waking up this morning going, I'm married to the dude in Fallout Boy. What must that be like? How quickly do regrets set in when you wake up and realize you're married to freaking Pete Wentz?
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fallout Boy song on my VCast phone. It gets me pumped.
And not the most heterosexual member of Fallout Boy, even.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
They had celebrity chef Wolfgang Puck, who took care of the catering, 150 guests. They also announced, and I don't know how common this is, Lisa, you go to more weddings than I do, but they also announced at the reception officially that Ashley was pregnant. So
not really that common. It doesn't happen a whole lot.
Common was there?
It is a little bit of a shotgun wedding. They just got engaged last month. April 9th is when they got engaged, and now they're already married. But I guess you do tend to rush those wedding plans along maybe a little bit when you're already pregnant.
Yeah.
The other wedding, by the way, if you remember Lonnie Anderson, who was the Pam Anderson of her day back in the 70s, I guess, when WKRP in Cincinnati was on, she got married for like the 30th time over the weekend, which is the weirdest thing in the
world.
It's
a Guinness World Record.
Good for her.
How many
she's
had. There's a new album coming out on Tuesday that, Kevin, I think you may buy. I know you're not a big fan of the celebrities that try to sing, but
unless
I also know
they're
how much
bad enough.
I know how much you love Scarlett Johansson. I know how she's your real girlfriend.
She has a whole album out?
Her album comes out on Tuesday. It is called Anywhere I Lay My Head, and it's all Tom Waits covers. I think there's one new original song on it. The rest are all Tom Waits covers.
Why is she doing that?
Because she loves him.
It's not because she can sing.
But why?
She loves him. It's her favorite artist.
I don't even know Tom Waits' music.
Well, he is an acquired taste. He is a tremendous songwriter. His singing is not for everyone. Scarlett Johansson is not a tremendous songwriter, and her singing is for no one.
No,
and
no.
Tracks are starting to leak. Here's a little bit more of one of the songs from ScarJo's upcoming album, Due Tuesday.
When you give a man luck, he must fall in the sea, and she wants you to steal and get caught.
This is a joke.
Nope. That's her.
This is her?
Yeah,
oh, no.
I've heard three or four clips from the album, and all of them have that super, super heavy processing that it almost sounds like, let's crank up the echo so much that you can hide the limitations in my voice,
right,
is what it sounds like to me.
That was bad. That can't be an official copy. That has to be a...
It is.
That's, really?
That's what it's going to sound
like. You know
like.
That chick smoking hot hearing that song?
Right.
Anybody else who wasn't would be killed.
Would be killed. That's true.
Here's another clip from the new CD.
How great is male ass?
Wow. That one she nails, I think.
She's got quite the range. I wasn't expecting that.
Really on her game.
So I take it you won't be buying the ScarJo album.
I'm guessing not, but although it sounds like it might be bad enough, we might need.
It does, actually.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
By the way, I should say officially that if there's any chance we could get Miss Johansson on to talk about the album, then I think it's brilliant. It may be the best thing I've ever heard in my life, and we'd be happy to help promote it, ScarJo, if you or your people are out there.
It
so
is
disregard
certainly
anything that Kevin may have said before.
It is certainly the best CD of 2008.
I agree.
At the very least, maybe the decade.
We are happy to have you on, and lie, if you will come on our show.
How could she not want to take us up on that? That's all we have time for right now, unfortunately.
Okay. Today's celebrity birthdays. How about the man inside the Chewbacca costume for all the Star Wars movies? Actor Peter Mayhew is 64 years old today. He'll look back on his life, and he's got Chewbacca, and that's it.
I was Chewbacca. Did he do anything else?
Not that I'm aware of, unless he had some work in Britain or something. That's certainly all we know him for over here. And it's one thing to be in the costume for the movies, but I think Chewie is one of those guys who, you know, puts the costume back on to go do the conventions and stuff like that.
Oh, that's just sad. Really?
That's his life.
People walk down the street and go,
Remember, we had him on a few years ago. I mean, a super nice guy. We really enjoyed interviewing him, and he had the costume. We got our pictures taken with him out in the parking lot and stuff. I mean, it's kind of cool, but kind of sad.
I'll never forget that, because it was the same day that Seth Green was in as well. And he went bonkers, and he made that dude go outside in the Chewbacca suit and take pictures with him. I'll never forget that. He was going nuts.
He does love Star Wars.
And legendary singer-songwriter for The Who, Pete Townsend. He is 63. That's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. A complete recap of K-Rock's Weenie Roast E-Fiesta over the weekend. If you saw something that we just have to know about, we weren't able to be everywhere, you could give us a call in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'm sure there were some babies either made or born somewhere at the Weenie Roast in a crowd that big. To hear your stories coming up. First, though, congratulations to Jose Martin from Los Angeles and Douglas Morales from Glendale. They are both winners for something that we're giving away all week long here on the Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the day at K-Rock, and that is giving you the first chance to ride the new Universal Studios Krustyland ride. All week, you can score free tickets and then hang out with Stryker inside the park up at Six Flags Magic Mountain. It's a pretty good deal, and it's all week long from the world-famous K-Rock.
Be a lot more interesting if it was Stryker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Money. Former sports guy Money, good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Very good, thank you. How was the game over the weekend?
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You can always count on Kobe scoring his 30 points, but it was a play off the bench from guys like Sasha.
Okay, I see.
Oh, hey, real Money. Hey, Money Smith, how are you?
I was going to be nice about it, too.
I
was going to be nice about those stupid shoes.
What? Listen to me, stupid shoes. Did it win? Did they win or what?
Yeah, they won, Mike. So what size are they, Mike? Because if they fit me, I'll just go ahead and take them to Utah and wear them and see if that's what, you know, maybe what the deal is.
Right, so Mike's...
In the press. They're 11s. 11s? They're freaking like 9s, and Mike had napkins stuffed in the front because he's got such tiny little women feet.
Oh, that's sad.
Mike,
I'll be the first guy to admit that I have women feet, but I said, I don't know, 11s. I wear 10 or 11. It depends on the shoe.
Well, if you wear 11s and you've got a size 9.5 with napkins stuffed in the toes, chances are you don't wear 11s.
So you're angry that you had to wear those shoes and they were uncomfortable, but... Since the Lakers won,
magic,
I mean,
effing shoes.
I mean, you effing pretty much have to wear them now every game.
Shoes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Well, Mike can wear them, you know, as long as he's going to be at Staples Center.
Correct.
Right?
Wednesday night when the series starts, he's going to be there, so he'll wear the shoes.
So he can wear them home games, but yeah, I guess.
Guess
the shoes are going on the road with me.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
I will put those like shoe trees that you put in like nice loafers in them. I'll wet them. I'll do whatever you need to do to stretch them out. But those are staying on your feet on away games, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we're right there.
I think no one wants you to wet them, by the way.
I mean, would that be the case, right? If they lose an away game, they've officially lost their magic powers.
Right. Well, I don't know. It depends. Like, we were trying to figure that out before, and other people called and said I didn't get under my blanket and all this other stuff. So how do you know? I mean, maybe a couple of games, Money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I looked like a giant doofus in Utah, which actually isn't that hard to do.
Yeah, it's not
that
hard.
Most people look like giant doofus.
Well, you kind of blended in. Exactly. Here's the final call of the end of the game last night that propelled the Lakers into the next round of the playoffs.
Yes, that'll do it. The Lakers are going to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2004, back where they belong.
I like that he says, for the first time since, because for most teams, it was 1981.
That's where they belong, yeah.
I love that, since 2003.
Money, who do you hope the Lakers play on Wednesday when the next round opens?
You know what, I think both. You can make a case for each team. One, the Spurs are old, you know. I mean, they got a lot of old dudes, especially on the bench, guys like Barry and, you know, and Duncan, of course, is getting up there. He's not quite the same as he used to be, but they're good, you know. I mean, Ginobili's good, and Parker's good, and they're the defending champs. So.
God, I hate them.
And the Hornets are just real athletic. You know, I mean, they're just it's a tough team to kind of figure out, because Chris Paul, who's their point guard, is so good and can do so many things that he makes it hard on everyone else, because, you know, he can just break his guy down who's defending him, and next thing you know, someone's coming over to help and someone else is open, and Page and his giant head can make threes. So each team would present, I think, problems for the Lakers, but at the same time, I think if you were to look at it, the Lakers would probably be favored in both series, no matter who they face.
And they have the home court advantage, so yeah. They'll start at home and end at home.
They will start at home and end at home Wednesday, Friday, home. Then I think it goes every, you know, for those that love this nice elongated series where they play every, like, 4 days, from here on out, it's tight. It's every other day. So Wednesday, Friday, Staples, then Sunday, Tuesday on the road, then Thursday at home, you know, Saturday on the road. So,
although having said that, the playoffs in the NBA are about as long as the regular season to get to the playoffs, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I think if there's a Game 7, it's in brace yourself. I think the Game 7 would be June 13th.
Yeah, it's not long enough for those of us that aren't big fans of baseball, because hockey and basketball go away pretty much at the same time, and then you get baseball.
Now, let's say that Game 7's in Boston, and it's real humid. I mean, just hot. The surface of the sun hot. And, you know, the K-Rock people like to send the Kevin and Bean show on when it's championship level.
Sure.
Will you wear the pigtails in Boston?
You heard about the pigtails. You weren't even at the Weenie Roast.
Hey, man, it's making the rounds.
Did you see a picture of Bean yet?
I have not seen one yet.
Bean was wearing pigtails
Right,
money? That's not even close.
Here's all I'm saying. You keep the pigtails in, you hop in your rental car, and you drive back to the hotel, and you just briefly stop at a playground for maybe a tenth of a second. You're in jail.
Right, and rightfully so.
All right, first of all, and we'll talk about this later, I think, but first of all, it was just surface of the sun, like you said, Africa hot on Saturday, and the pigtails kept my long hair in control, okay, which is the main reason. And secondly, I see myself growing into a Willie Nelson type. I think that's where I'm headed.
Just a braid, like a French braid? You're going to rock a French braid for a while?
I said, why don't you just do a single ponytail? Bean, why don't you tell him what you told me?
Because ponytails are gay. I'm not going to be that guy. Don't be that guy wearing a ponytail. That's gay.
You know, you could have done the Napoleon Dynamite side pigtail, just the one that chick who liked ham sandwiches had.
Right, Tina. I thought about the top knot. I thought that would be the way to get the hair off my neck. But then everybody would think I was Jed the Fish if I was walking around with a top knot.
That brings up my next point. Your hair was so creepy on Saturday that Jed the Fish came up to me and said, Bean's hair is pretty creepy. And that's Jed.
All right, let me ask you this. This is a former sports guy at the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith, on, of course, who's with the Lakers broadcast team now, and is their good luck charm apparently at away games, thanks to Mike Shoes. I was sad to see LeBron James go home again early in the playoffs this year. I was really sad to see Boston win. How did you feel, Money?
A little bit of both. I was fine either way. It would be kind of cool to see the Celtics and the Lakers in the finals again, you know, for those that missed the 80s. But, hey, you know, it seems to be the thing these days to bring back the 80s. But
it does.
I hate the 80s, or no, but I hate the 90s.
He hates the 90s. But a guy like LeBron, though, you love so much, and he's such a fantastic player and an all-around good dude that you want to see good things happen for him. You root for him, I think, and that's why I was sad to see Cleveland go home.
The problem is the rest of his team is so bad.
Yep,
yeah,
so
I know.
So bad. I mean, Delonte West and his giant herpy, and Wally Szczerbiak and all his gel can't make any shots. I mean, it's pretty sad. You know, they made all these trades to try and get LeBron better players around him, and these guys just suck.
Well, that's the problem, and you know that if you're a Laker fan too, that one player can't do it at this level.
Nope.
Right.
Even if it's
LeBron
Kobe.
Last year, you know, I mean, he took his team to the finals last year because he's that good. And I think, yeah, there was something to that. You wanted to see LeBron on the biggest stage because he is such a great player. But, you know, the Celtics, it's funny, you know, the Celtics had a great regular season and 66 wins, and essentially they were, you know, put into the finals before the postseason even started. It was just a question of how many games would it take them to get there. They may not even make it. You know, instead of talking LeBron or the Celtics, we might have the Pistons again.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, which didn't go real well last time.
No.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, remember we had the K-Rock listener in? We bet him like $200 or something, never paid him. He came up to me at the Weenie Roast over the weekend.
Did he really?
Dude, you remember me? I'm the Detroit fan. I said, I don't, I'm not,
$200
bet. I came into the studio. I was like, it's not ringing a bell.
I'm not remembering that. Yeah. And you know what? If I were to guess, I think Pistons are probably going to win. So, you know, you could have another rematch of 2004, see if the, which actually might be kind of cool if you believe in the whole exercise and the ghosts. You know, that was such a bad final for the Lakers. It caused the trade of Shaq and Phil Jackson. You know, had they won that final, everybody probably would have come back for another year to defend their title. Instead, they lost and the entire team blew up.
And it was in shambles for years, right? Look, I don't think anyone cares who the Lakers have to beat to win, but like the announcer said at the end of the game, back where they belong, right? It's about time.
They're back where they belong.
Back where they belong. All right, Money. Well, the continuing saga of Psycho Mike's lucky shoes, I guess he'll be wearing them Wednesday at Staples Center, and then wherever you're going on the road for Friday's game, you'll take them with you, and we'll stay in touch. All right, dude?
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Bye, Nick.
Dude.
I'm saying, when you get room service and you eat it and you put it out, I'm saying... leave it out.
You're done with it. That's it.
I'm saying don't crawl out into the hallway and start eating it again. In the hallway.
Not that Jed the Fish did that at the hotel over the Weenie Roast weekend. We're not saying that. It's Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We had a fantastic time at the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. Thanks to you that sold it out and made it possible. Tremendous. You couldn't ask for better performances. Actually, this is the first year I can say there wasn't one band that disappointed. Nobody sucked. Everybody was good.
Hey, great.
Good to great, I think, this year.
I do too.
And when you got that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 punch, you know, with the Raconteurs and the Pennywise and the Bad Religion and the Rise Against and the Metallica and the Offspring, I mean, it's pretty hard to go wrong. But we could not be everywhere. We could not see everything. And we are going to take some calls right now at 1-800-520-1067 with your impressions, things that you saw or did that were cool that you want to share with us.
Let's start with Alexis, who we met when we were broadcasting from 1 to 3. Alexis from Burbank.
Alexis.
Hi.
Thank you for holding on, first of all.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. It was a fun night, thanks to Psycho Mike.
Now, let's talk about that, because Alexis showed up at our live broadcast, and she is just an adorable girl.
She's way hot.
Couldn't be hotter. And she, what were you wearing? Were you wearing, like, shorts and a bikini top? Is that what you had on? Okay, now tell me how, I want to hear from you how you ended up with Psycho Mike drawing a penis on you.
Well, I was waving my hat and I said, Psycho Mike, can you sign my hat? And he goes, yeah, oh, hey.
Yeah, sure.
And then he signed it and then he sat down and then he asked, can I draw a penis on your stomach? And I said, go ahead.
Okay, so.
Sure, why not?
So Psycho Mike says to me, I'm going to go draw a penis on her stomach. And I said,
okay, but why did you say okay, though, Alexis? Why did you not say no? Because I don't want to walk around all day with a penis drawn on my stomach.
You know what? The girls were staring at me because they were jealous. Because, you know, it's just fun. I'm 18. My life is barely starting. And I want it to be a happy day.
So Psycho Mike takes a permanent marker and draws a gigantic, like, from belly button to bikini top penis.
In action, by the way, a penis that's working and in action.
Yes.
Although he didn't draw that at first, I was like, get back down there and finish. So he drew that above. We can't really describe it because it was pretty foul.
It was an action shot.
Correct.
It was an action shot, yeah. But how long did you walk around with that? Did you frantically try to rub it out, no pun intended, after you left the broadcast area?
No, I walked on it all day.
Okay, so it's all day, and I'm telling you, it's about the size of her. It's a full size human being.
It's a 16-inch penis, is what it is, drawn on her tummy.
So that's funny.
I like it.
So that's funny, and we're all laughing. And then Psycho Mike, why don't you pick it up when you ran into her later?
So I'm hosting the webcast, walking around and trying to talk to people in the crowd, and I see the beautiful Alexis from a distance, and I said, "Hey guys, we got to go talk to this girl because I drew a penis on her stomach, and I want to see how that's working out." So we run over there.
By the way, what is the answer to how is that working out?
Yeah, I mean, really. So I run over there, and she is just as cute and nice as always, and she was talking to me, and there's a lady sitting behind her, and a beautiful lady as well.
Right.
And listening to this whole conversation, so I'm like, yeah, and all the girls see this, you know, big wiener on your
skin. Oh, no, she gets
and I'm
upset.
Totally being vulgar. I'm being myself. And she said, oh, by the way, Mike, let me introduce you to my mom.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Alexis, that wasn't your mom.
Yeah, she was laughing when I told her. And when these two guys asked for their picture, they're like laughing and they're like, "Who's this?" I'm like, "Oh, that's my mom." And my mom jokes. She's like, "Yeah, I watch her do it all the time."
What the?
But how is that? How is that not awkward to have your mom standing there when you've got a giant penis drawn on you? I never thought I'd ask that question.
No, we get why it's funny, Alexis. But
your mom must have been embarrassed for you.
No, she was laughing. She would take pictures with me and some random person.
I got to marry into your family. You guys are awesome. You guys are goers.
That's the weirdest thing since I was at the Adult Video Awards, and it was the award for best anal, and the woman got up and thanked her mom in the audience that night. She's like, I'd like to thank my mom. I was like, wow, how do you bring your mom to this? My mom would not like that. I would not show that to my mother.
Never could have started ass up facing the pillow if it hadn't been for the support of my parents.
Right, that's weird. Well,
that's fantastic. Alexis, we love you, and we need you at all K-Rock events. I'm sorry, we just do.
I try to win tickets to the Universal Studios one.
Oh, that's when is that? Is that on Friday?
Yeah,
I think so.
I'll try to win them and see you guys there and hope Psycho Mike can draw another penis.
All right, did you wash it off in the shower?
It hasn't come off yet.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Fantastic.
I think she can definitely go.
One more time at the at my job, someone recognized me, and they're like, "Hey, you're the penis girl."
You never want to be known as the penis girl. It took Lisa 10 years to get that distinction off of her.
And that's I think Alexis enjoys it.
That's what everybody wants to be known as.
The penis girl.
Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love you. I love you so much.
That was how our day started, by the way. That was like at noon. Psycho Mike drew that on her. We thought that's the kind of day it's going to be right there.
Now, Michael in Encino wants to tell about a guy who pooped his pants. And then, so we don't have time for that, of course. Bastard from South Bay wants to talk about the lawn and what a party it was with all the fires and everything else that was going on. But I think we do have to get to Jesse in Norco. Good morning, Jesse.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jesse.
How's the 909 this morning?
I'm in Burbank, but I'm just representing my hometown.
All right. Okay. So tell us about the lawn and the fire.
Oh, I just got to start by saying you guys kick ass, man. That was such a cool show.
Wasn't that great?
We'll take credit for it,
but of course we didn't have much to do with it. We just show up and like it like everyone else, so
thank you. That's all you got to do, man. You guys had hot women all around that place. So it started with me. As soon as I got to the damn show, the Paul Frank booth, they give me this little pair of boy underwear, these little boy underwears that say Eye of the Tiger on them. So, perfect mix with all the beer and everything. So
sure.
I end up getting up in the mosh pit, you know, and doing my thing and attracting quite a bit of hot girls down there. And next thing you know, the shorts are off and I'm running my little tattooed ass around the mosh pit, man, having a great time.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say to you, dude. You may not be in Norco, but Norco is always in you.
Oh, it's always on me. It's tattooed on the back of my neck, man.
Yes!
He's got the Norco neck warmer.
Man. Old Town Norco. Everybody who's seen me at that place knows what's up, man.
You rule, Jesse.
All right, thanks for the call, dude. Glad you could make it.
Here's what I like about Jesse. He doesn't go, but I'm not from the bed. He's just like, I got a tattoo, and I'm the man.
Yep.
He's a guy who's a Raiders fan, even if they only won 8 games in 5 seasons. They're still his team.
All right, let's take one more real quickly. We're running late, but Eric in Anaheim.
Yeah, Eric.
Hey, yeah, it's
everything's
going
to be okay.
Dude. You didn't have to put up with it on the way home.
Tell us what happened, man.
No, we're sitting in the terrace, and it's been 8 years since I've seen Metallica. And I tell my girlfriend, first time she's ever going to a concert, I go, hey, let's go up to she's from Northern California. So let's go up to the lawn and I'm doing a mosh pit. And she goes, what's a mosh pit? Well, let me show you. So we go up there, and she's standing, in the circle. And I see some guy tying up 2 or 3 towels together. Then he lights them on fire.
Okay.
So all I hear is like, oh, dude, the chick hair's on fire. Turn around. It's my girlfriend, like, frantically trying to stomp it off her hair. And
so the dude lit 3 towels tied together, threw the towels, and they landed on your girlfriend whose hair caught on fire.
He was twirling it around.
Oh, so
the debris coming off of it was on fire.
So her hair was on fire.
Yeah, her hair's on fire. So we had to leave second song into Metallica.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's been 8 years since I saw him.
Why didn't you just stamp out her head and watch the rest of the show, dude?
Yeah. She might have been a little upset.
You don't need no water. Let the mother effer burn.
I'm guessing.
Her for wearing hairspray. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm guessing by Eric's accent, his girlfriend had a ton of hairspray. It was crispy, crunchy up
the
top.
The crunchy went right up, flamed right up.
Exactly. Like a burnt match.
That's the best.
But at least if her eyebrows got sin, she can just draw them back on, right?
Exactly.
Wow. All right. Thanks for the call,
dude. Hey, Eric, one other question. What would you think of a guy that had pigtails?
Oh, gay.
Thank you.
Of course.
Jason rules.
Yes. Okay, Jason rules.
Jason
rules. It's just like 9/11. All right, thanks for the call, dude. We got to go.
No handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:47. Please go to
KROQ. We don't have any time for
Please
this.
Go to KROQ.com.
Tied up. We're very busy.
No, we
Mr. William Shatner joining us in a few moments to talk about his new autobiography.
You can't do this and then say, there's nothing. What's.
Exactly.
How come everybody's. See, this is exactly what Ryan Seacrest does.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about getting his hair highlighted.
His manicure.
And manicure and pedicure. And he talks about all this stuff that everybody goes, wait a minute. Are you gay? And he goes, no. How could you think that?
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't a gay thing. And I know you're trying to direct people to the sites page of Kevin and Bean, KROQ.com. But this isn't a gay thing at all. Look, I explained it on the phone with Money a few minutes ago. It was Africa Hot on Saturday at the KROQ Queenie Roastie Fiesta. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have a lot of hair.
Correct.
So maybe you don't know how uncomfortable that is on a long, super long, hot, hot, sweaty day. And
right.
You want to do something with it. And your options are limited.
Right.
And I chose pigtails to get the hair off my neck because I knew I was going to be out in the hot sun all day. And I just wanted something that was going to be no fuss, no muss, and comfortable.
All right. So KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean, sites. Look at Bean's pigtails. It looks like you got like some kind of little red rubber bands.
Yeah.
Holding it in place. And
he's
got
a few bobby pins, too.
He's got bobby pins as well.
For the flyaway hair. Yeah.
I'm enjoying some of the fine mariachi action at the Weenie Roast in this particular photo.
And call us and tell us if this is a good enough explanation that Bean is giving us, that it's hot.
Well, clearly it is.
Here's the thing. There were 20,000 people there. Everybody else just as hot.
Mm-hmm.
Some people longer hair. Only guy in pigtails?
But I saw lots of guys with big, big, long, heavy metal hair, particularly at a Metallica show, and
right.
It was just a mess. It was just plastered all over their face, and it was all sweaty. It had to be miserable and uncomfortable. I didn't want to be that guy.
So you're the pigtail guy.
It was very comfortable. Like I said, it was no fuss, no muss.
Here's the thing. This happens a lot because our voices sound quite the same on the air. I understand that. But when I'm at the Weenie Roast and freaking Bean has freaking pigtails, and then I hear people calling me Bean.
That's not good.
I can't. This has to end. I can't have people thinking I'm the guy with the pigtails.
Yeah.
Because.
It's beyond humiliating.
Thank you, Lisa.
You would never in a thousand years do this.
Well,
I wouldn't wear pigtails because they're very immature.
They're very little
they're
girlish.
Kids,
right?
Yeah.
It's the girl on the Wendy's TV commercial or the little logo. That's
yeah.
It's a 10-year-old girl thing. 10-year-old girl, super cute with pigtails.
Guys, I got a
150-year-old guys don't look so good in pigtails.
I got a lot of love, particularly from the ladies on the pigtails. For instance, producer Alex thought the pigtails were quite fetching.
I don't really think she did. I think
no.
She was just.
It's just, there's no way.
All right, how about this? Let's go to Dina in Cerrito. She is a girl, and she's got my back. Dina is going to show you how wrong you guys are that pigtails are cool on a dude. Hey, Dina, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sorry, Bean. I'm going to have to disagree.
All right, what do you think?
There is nothing more gay on a straight man than pigtails.
Thank you.
Your alternative should have been shaving your head.
Here's
but
what
I
I'm
wasn't
going
to shave all my hair off just for one day because I was going to be in 150 degrees.
You're a guy. Most guys don't care that much about their hair. You should have just shaved it off, and everyone would have been
hot.
Probably happy.
It was too hot for what? To cut your hair off?
No, it was too hot to have long hair that day. That's all I'm saying.
Bean, I have long hair, and I won't shave my head.
Good point.
I know that would just be very scary. Yes,
good point.
I can put
50% of the people there had long hair.
Yeah, my hair was longer than yours. I wore it down all day. It was fine.
With long hair, you either deal with it and deal with the sweatiness and grossness, or you shave it off.
All right, Dina, let me ask you this question. When I say to Bean, it has to be a...
Attention getter.
Look at me.
Not
I'm wearing
all.
Pigtails.
Yes.
Not even a little bit. Not even
Bean
a tiny
says,
bit.
Says not even a little
I
bit.
I swear to God.
Who
I swear to God.
That?
No.
It was just hot and ponytails are gay. That was it. I had a choice. Ponytail, pigtails. Ponytail, pigtails. Ponytails are gay, and I think you guys all agree with me on that.
No.
Pigtails, I think, acceptable.
No,
don't agree with you.
Pigtails are creepy. Pigtails are creepy.
Here's the thing. Ponytails.
Or even just like a braid. Guys can do maybe do that, like a single braid and get away with it, but pigtails are just gay and creepy.
I will tell you that at one point I was paged that Chris Hansen was waiting for me out in front of Irvine. Yeah, I mean, that concerned me a little bit.
That's not a surprise. So then, I'm telling you guys off the air, this is, we're not doing a bit or anything. Yes. And we're talking to Bean. We're like, come on, man. You just, the whole look at me thing. What are you talking about? This has nothing to do with look at me.
I swear to God, it didn't. I was shocked at how much hate I got from really just you and Ralph and Dave and Omar. Those were the only guys who were really harsh on me about the pizza.
All right, hang on.
Everybody else seemed to be fine with it. They either didn't care or they thought it was fine.
Rocco in Pasadena?
What's up, man? Yeah, first off, I don't know how the hell you figure that a ponytail is more gay than pigtails.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And second off, yeah, man, I mean, you heard of a haircut before? I mean, come on now.
There you go.
I've heard of a haircut, but I like my hair long right now. I'm sure eventually I'll grow tighter and I'll cut it off. But it was just, I wasn't going to get a big old haircut because of one day in the hot, hot sun. So I just chose something that was comfortable. That's all.
Bad choice, all I'm saying.
Thanks for the call.
Travis in Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a gay guy.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
And I'm not even gay enough to wear pigtails.
Thank you. So what you're saying, Travis, if I might interpret, is that I'm being unkind to gay people by saying that Bean is gay for wearing pigtails.
No, not at all. I think that he's gayer than gay can possibly be. I've got long hair, and yeah, it's hot, blah, 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 but come on.
I'm just trying to be comfortable, Travis.
Bean is surprised that we're giving him crap.
I really am.
Yelling at Omar, whose hair actually looks pretty good. Every single day about his hair. And then you're surprised when we give you crap about pigtails.
I didn't see that one coming.
There's no way you didn't see that coming.
I did.
I'm calling BS on everything you're saying.
Me too.
I did.
You knew it was gay. You would get a bunch of crap for it.
Yes.
Because it's gayer than anything could possibly be. It's less gay than having sex with a guy. Sorry, more gay than having sex with a guy is what I meant.
He's a lying liar who lies.
Says he is super gay and it's too gay for him. I guess I should take that at face value.
Perhaps. Thank you, Travis.
All right, we appreciate the call, dude. See you later.
Sex change?
All right.
Maybe that's
let's move on.
You're going to get a sex change.
No, I just, it was
but
hot.
He won't do it for attention. It's not because of attention or anything. It's not, he's just doing it because he wants to.
You're getting sex reassignment surgery, aren't you?
Have
you had your penis removed?
K-Rock Showbiz Beat is next. William Shatner joins us after the news. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54. I'm getting schooled on the pigtails from a listener on the internet in West Virginia. He's schooling me. Ooh. He's in West Virginia. He's making fun of what I'm wearing.
Right, but he's right.
Main reason pigtails are not gay is that gay guys would never wear pigtails. The end. That's what he wrote on that email.
That's a good point.
Ralph is on vacation. We're taking a look at the Showbiz Beat. Did you guys hear about Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives being killed, eaten alive by a mountain lion? Did you guys hear about that?
Nope.
I don't think she was
I would have heard that.
It didn't happen, but apparently, according to Terry, it almost did. She gave an interview with Hollywood.tv, whatever the hell that is. She said that she was out running in a canyon near her home and realized, as she heard a noise behind her, that there was a mountain lion coming upon her. She said she started screaming for help. No one heard her. I guess there was no one else nearby, but she managed to climb a steep hill, get over a hill, and get away and get home safely. And she said she went home, turned on the news, and saw the story about the mountain lion being on the loose and how authorities were looking for it. But she was that close enough to see the mountain lion while she was out by herself.
How about that?
That would have been scary.
That's a plot twist I didn't see coming on Desperate Housewives, but wow, tough.
Star Magazine says Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt are going to pull a prank on everybody. They're going to go buy some clothes for babies. And then people are going to say, no, are you pregnant? And then everybody's going to go crazy.
Spencer, what are you doing? What's that all about, my friend?
It's like love kills slowly because sins come around like the hourglass.
I didn't.
That's true.
TMZ reports that Heidi and Spencer and two friends were at an L.A. restaurant last night and ran up a bill of $783. Spencer paid the bill and tipped all of $16 on the bill. $16 on $783.
Is he incapable of doing math?
What's 15%? Is it like $130 or something? What is it?
I'm no good with
10% would be 70.
70, right? So about 140
should be doing like
140 bucks would be 20%.
Yeah.
$16.
Less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the server approached one of the camera crew guys who was there, one of the producers of the segment that they were filming for The Hills, and said, hey, what up with your boy? And the producer reached in his pocket and pulled out $60 to cover the tip. For the bad tipping.
That happened to me all day Saturday at the K-Rock Weenie Roast. They would come up to me and say, hey, what up with your boy? And I'd have to pay him $60 to not beat the hell out of Bean.
because of his hair.
Movies at the box office over the weekend. It was no surprise that The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian was number one as expected. $56.6 million. That is a franchise that I know people love. I know it's a very popular series of books. David King of Mexico has read every one of them. I don't get it. I don't understand that universe. I don't know what it's about, except there's like a lion that talks. But apparently a big, big hit.
Isn't that all you need to know?
Is that the right movie? Am I thinking of the right movie? There's a lion that talks?
Oh, it's a lion that talks.
It's going to be a short-lived number one, of course, because Indiana Jones comes later this month, or later this week, rather. But Chronicles of Narnia, number one, $56.6 million. Iron Man, another strong weekend. Third weekend in theaters, over $31 million. It is just a juggernaut. Then the Ashton Kutcher, What Happens in Vegas, number three. Speed Racer, Baby Mama, Maid of Honor, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Harold and Kumar, Forbidden Kingdom, and the new film, The Visitor, at number 10.
You know, there were a lot of stories about Britney Spears, a lot of pictures over the weekend. Britney Spears.
Oh, in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica with Mel Gibson, yeah.
Mel Gibson riding the four-wheelers and stuff. And she looked fat. And according to a, according to the London Sun, a, quote, friend of Britney's says she's not pregnant. She just looks fat because of water retention and bad clothing.
Fat girl's fat.
She was in a bikini. Okay.
So her friend is saying that she's not pregnant, just fat. Fat.
She's. I still think she's heading in the right direction, though. She's not as fat as she was 6 months ago.
No.
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt that she's going in the right way. That's all I'm saying. Fatty, and finally...
Those are kids.
As expected, Ashley Simpson did get married to Fall Out Boy's Pete Wentz over the weekend. He is not gay enough to wear pigtails, it says here in the story. Which really kind of surprised me, but they did get married. Wolfgang Puck did the catering. 150 guests were there. And I don't know if this is the hot new trend in Hollywood, but they did take advantage of having their friends and family around at the reception to announce that Ashley is, in fact, pregnant with a Fall Out Boy spawn.
And not one person was surprised.
Not one person was surprised, yeah. Well, they just got engaged April 9th. They're already married. Right. It does seem like they're in a little... I mean, how much of a hurry can you be in to marry either Pete Wentz or Ashley Simpson? There's got to be a reason you're racing toward the altar, right?
Don't we need to start a pool for how long that's going to last? Because I'm guessing before the year's out.
Before the baby's born is
really?
My bad.
Yeah, that's a great point,
I mean,
Kevin.
Because you have her, right. You have Jessica, you have their dad,
yeah.
Who's a nightmare, and you got a Fallout Boy. That's combustion waiting to happen right there.
So right.
I'm telling you what, if they accepted odds on this, you could probably go to Vegas and bet they won't make 3 years, I'll tell you that.
Oh, easily.
I mean, we're wondering about this year. Will they make it till the baby's born? I don't know, but we'll keep an eye on that. Today's celebrity birthdays, and don't forget, William Shatner joins us after the news at 9. Legendary Who guitarist and songwriter Pete Townsend turned 63 years old today. Actress and model, former model, Grace Jones is 60. And Peter Mayhew, you don't know the name, but you've been in love with him at one point or another in your life if you've ever been a Star Wars fan. He, of course, the legendary Chewbacca. He is 64, and that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. Let me add him. Give me the captain. Let me have Mr. Shatner. Put him on the phone. I got to talk to him.
Hey, guys.
Bill, how are you, my friend?
That was a great lyric. Well, who's that singing?
That's Foo Fighters. That's Dave Grohl singing that song.
Breathe out so I can breathe you in.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. You ever been that much in love?
I am, but you're scaring me right now, and I have to be honest about that.
I'm probing.
No, you know what? A lot of people ask us, what is a good K-Rock song for a wedding? And that one probably is the number one.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good song.
And
a beautiful
is he playing
song.
The guitar at the same time?
He is, yes.
Yes, he's immensely talented, Bill. You'd
because
love this dude.
That's got to be about as difficult a thing as you can do, playing the guitar as meaningfully as he's doing, and then singing meaningful lyrics.
He makes it look pretty easy. I don't know how, but
I'm going to tell you something else, Bill, and forgive me if this sounds stupid and you already know this, but if you're not familiar with Dave Grohl's work, he was also the drummer for the band Nirvana for many years.
Kidding. I didn't know that.
Same guy goes on to be the lead singer and guitarist for Foo Fighters, and a band that's every bit as good, maybe better. I mean, the dude is just a genius. You gotta get on the
name to give a band, Foo Fighters. Anybody ask how that came about?
Yeah, he's a UFO buff, just like I am, and I guess Foo Fighters are what they used to call the program in the Air Force that used to manage those, used to look for the UFOs, and,
is
you know,
that right?
That's where it came from. And he named his imprint record label Roswell Records, just for the same reason, because he's so crazy about that sort of thing.
He's a nut job like we are.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. Well, the reason Mr. Shatner has joined us this morning is he is out finally with the book you always hoped he would write, up till now, the autobiography. Now, Bill, you've written dozens, am I wrong? Dozens of books in the past, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. But this one is different because this is the first time you've actually sat down with all seriousness and told the whole story from growing up as a little kid in Montreal all the way up to the present, correct?
That's true. This is a very meaningful book for me. In fact, it's more of a legacy for my kids than it is something I thought of as an outside audience. Although, of course, I had that in mind, but why I wrote the book is really for my children and my grandchildren.
Are you at a point in your career where you're starting to think about, I'm not going to be around forever, and it's important that I leave a legacy? It's important that the stories are told correctly? Is that what it is all about?
That's exactly right. Anybody could be drawing their last breath as I speak, including you and me, because life is fragile and you just don't know. Your expectation is it's going to go on, and my expectation is it's going to go on. I'm really healthy and vigorous, but still, it could end at any moment, and I wanted to make sure that the stories that I was telling were in my own words.
Plus, a guy like you that has so many stories, yes, that has, you've had so many different lives, it seems like, with the different jobs that you have. I mean, even just being in Boston Legal, didn't you get an Emmy for Boston Legal?
Yes.
I mean, just that alone is impressive, let alone Star Trek and everything else. So I imagine there has to be a lot of stuff you wanted to make sure and, you know, tell right.
Well, the way I look at it now is that these are like snapshots of over a lifetime, and I sort of looked, and when I laid them out with David Fisher, and I told these stories and laid them out, and I saw sort of a history of my life, I had to then think of what's the meaning, where's the connections, and the second draft apply a sort of overview as though I could see my life for the first time, which I was.
Bill, when a celebrity sits down to write his autobiography, he can go two ways. He can go the I'm not going to upset anyone way and just put out something that's kind of sanitized, or he can say, this is my shot to tell the truth, even if it hurts people's feelings. Did you have some chapters or events in your life that you wrote about that you knew were going to be awkward or uncomfortable for people?
I tried to walk a narrow line in that I don't think it's reasonable to out somebody else. Perhaps reveal something that they didn't want revealed where it wasn't necessary. So anybody else involved in this book, I tried to make sure that it wasn't hurtful.
Just for the record, we know that George Takei is gay. He came out. Don't worry about that.
Who?
George Takei.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, we're
not worried about him.
Okay, good. I didn't know who you were speaking with specifically. But okay.
No, just people in your life who you have experiences with, and if the story's worth telling, then they have their side of the story.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to get involved, as in some recent autobiographies, as we've all heard, there
yes.
are people been outed that didn't want to be outed.
Sure. Yeah.
Right, exactly. There are you've very publicly had some very painful chapters in your life that I can't imagine was fun to go back and revisit, but it's part of the job, I guess. If you're gonna tell the sum of what William Shatner's 75 years have been, you have to include those.
Well, that's the way I felt about it. The more difficult chapters, I thought, do I tell this story? And then I thought, I have to. Again, thinking my kids will be wondering about nuances that I never revealed or never thought to say or wasn't right at the moment. So
if you wrote it mostly for your kids and your grandkids, does that also kind of taint the way that you tell stories, you know, like the less embarrassing stuff about yourself? Or
no, I there's a, what we think of as embarrassing is mistakes that you made in behavior when you were instant less old than you are now.
Right.
Whether it's 50 years or just the heartbeat later. So I tried to forgive myself in any of the bad behavior I may have had because I hope that I learned from that.
We are talking to our friend William Shatner on the phone right now. Up till now, the autobiography is available everywhere online and in stores now. I can't wait to get my copy. Bill, we've been lucky enough to be friends with you for a long, long time. You've been coming on the Kevin Bean Show for 15 years or something
That's right.
And I remember when you first started with Boston Legal, I remember so well, so vividly, you told us, guys, I don't want to do another series. I'm too old for this crap. I don't want to get involved in this day-to-day. And then the next thing you know, you're, you know, 2 a.m., you're out working. Now that you're in the last year, it's been announced that this is going to be the final season for Boston Legal. Do you think after that you're done? Will you retire, or do you think you'll always want to keep acting?
Well, no, I'll never retire. What I'm doing even now is planning movies that I've either written the story with and worked with the writer, like I find myself doing over the years, and getting financing and maybe direct it, and that would take place like next year, and animated films that I'm putting a package together, and I think out of a lifetime of experience I can bring something to it. So there are other avenues that I'm going on. I don't know what other acting opportunities I'll have, but I certainly won't refuse them if they don't involve a lot of time.
Exactly. Yeah, because you love it. Because you love the acting.
I love it, exactly. But time now is of critical importance to me. Actually, it is to anybody, everybody.
Yeah.
Only when you're younger, you don't realize it. I'll fix that tomorrow. But
I think people would also be surprised.
No more tomorrows. What?
I think people would also be surprised at how many hours it takes to do a one-hour show. I mean, it really is all day, every day for a long time.
Well, I mean, you guys are proof of that. You're doing a show every day. The audience doesn't understand the preparation you need to do to make all these hours of talk. And the amount of hours that are spent creating an hour of television is unbelievable, just in the writing, let alone the shooting of 12 to 14 hours a day for 8 days.
Well, Bill, we're almost out of time. You know, we always love catching up with you on this show. I got to disagree with one thing you've said in your promotional tour, and I read your interview in People magazine where you said you doubt you're going to be remembered very long. I think you're underestimating the impact that you've had on our culture. I think honestly there's always going to be a place in a lot of people for your work. You're the legend of William Shatner and for Star Trek. So don't worry about ever being forgotten, my friend. Seriously.
Thank you so much. The book is called Up Till Now, and there's a CD called Exodus, which is very, very very interesting. I think the audience will really be interested in that as well.
And what is that? Is that you singing?
It's an oratorio, the chapter of Exodus, edited, 350 chorale group, 72-piece orchestra, and the you can hear the performer and the audience connect, and it's called Exodus. It's out there now.
All right, well, check it out. Up Till Now, the autobiography, available everywhere. Bill, good luck to you. We'll talk to you soon,
my
friend.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:30.
We are giving away tickets to let you be the first to ride Universal Studios' new Krusty Land ride all week here on K-Rock and hang out with Stryker inside the park. What? What's so funny?
It sounded to me like I was going to say more, and I don't know why.
It did?
Sorry.
You surprised the rest of us by stopping when you did also. Vicky Braseo from Woodland Hills and Paul Precise from Cyprus. I'm sure I mangled both of your names. I apologize, but congratulations. You are going to Krusty Land. Your ticket's coming up with the beautiful Cat Corbett after 10 o'clock.
Your phone calls are next, 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. We'll take your calls on any topic.
Including the weenie roast, if you were there and you got something you want to share.
I don't know what's going on here at the station, but we have a giant black door that is the entrance to the studio here.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out really difficult to open. Now it's almost been soldered shut.
Well, it's always been a heavy door because obviously they do everything they can to make K-Rock as soundproof as possible inside the room. So when you have people walking down the hall outside and they're talking or whatever, music's playing outside, you don't want it to leak into the studio. So I understand why it's a heavy door, but Kevin is right. It has gone from being just a big door to a door that you really do need to work out in order to be able to open and close on your own.
Mike, you saw Rodney early in your career.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things you've ever seen.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
And this is where the door was openable.
Right. And I'm down at the end of the hallway, and Rodney is getting ready to do his show on a Sunday night. And I'm down at the end of the hallway talking to Adam Carolla when he used to host Loveline still. And Rodney has got to the point where he couldn't open the door, so he turned around backwards to press his back against the door and was actually doing like a squat press to try to open it. And he couldn't do it. He's making noise. And I walked over to try to help him. And as I made my move towards it, Adam Carolla put his hand out on my chest and said, "You're not going anywhere."
And you both just enjoyed the view.
And watched for 5 minutes.
Now that's when the door was openable.
But Rodney weighs 65 pounds. I can understand why he's having trouble, but now it's getting to the point where Lisa, for instance, is having trouble getting in, you know, Dave is having trouble opening the door.
We all do.
No, it's not just girls. It's not just weak people. Kevin, myself, we all have trouble getting in this door.
It is no longer openable.
No.
And I don't know if we've told anybody about this or what the problem is, but I'm telling you.
How is it getting heavier? How does the door get heavier? It's not growing.
I don't know if it, I don't know if
something's
it's,
happened.
If it's off like a little bit crooked or something so it doesn't move quite as easily. I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a time, and you're going to hear dead air on K-Rock, and we're just not ever going to be able to get back in again. You just have to remember the good old days, because we won't be able to get into the studios. It'll be sealed forever.
Well, I put producer Alex on this over the weekend, Kevin, to see if we can get some answers to what's going on with the K-Rock studio door. And you're going to be happy to report. I'm happy to report to you that we do have the door on the phone. The door is actually standing by ready to talk to us.
Excellent. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
The door.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Kevin. I'm just on the inside. How are you?
Oh, yeah. How you doing, sucker?
Oh, wow.
What is that?
What's this all about?
What is that? Is that the bitch?
No, it's Lisa.
Is that the bitch? Traffic, gargle.
What is wrong with you,
Dor? Where are you getting all the anger, Dor?
Make my coffee again, intern. It's not the way I like it. I need it sweeter. I need a in my.
Remember the good old days when the door didn't have an attitude?
Yeah,
I do.
Remember that?
Will you shut the for a second? Hold on.
What are you doing? What's going on, Dor?
I'm just finishing up a set, yeah.
Oh, you're lifting weights.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why does the door have to be so buff? I mean, you don't even do any of the work. Other people push you open and close.
That's right. For years, you guys were pushing me around.
Yeah.
And I got tired of this bullshit.
But
the last couple months, been pumping up, been eating some lean sirloin, really been watching my intake,
yeah.
And look at me now.
Well,
you guys can't with me anymore.
We have noticed that at the beginning, it was just Rodney that couldn't open the door.
Yeah, that little girl.
In the last couple of months, we have noticed that it's almost impossible to open.
Been on a steady regimen of 500 milligrams of testosterone and Ambien, a little Decadent Ravelin, and I've been hitting the gym a lot harder, and now you cannot with this.
I'm 195 pounds. I have to put every ounce of my weight into just trying to force a crack in the door so I can slip through.
I have to take a running start.
It doesn't work, does it, you little blonde fudgebacker?
Not
dominate you every morning.
You know, we weren't pushing you around.
You know,
that's your job.
You would sound a lot better like this.
Door.
Muscular door stuff down your.
There's no such thing. What is wrong with you?
I want to play baseball with your with my big bat-like.
Do you
Oh, is that the island ferry?
Yeah,
I heard.
That's the island ferry.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, wait till you come down here and get a hold of this. You're up there in your nice little comfortable island. Wait till you come down to visit us. You're not going to be able to deal with this, you pigtail braided.
am I being threatened by essentially a piece of furniture in the K-Rock studio? Is that what's happening right now?
Listen. For years, I've been tired of getting pushed around.
Right.
I start my morning off with you two suckers. Then I move on to Kat. I'm so tired. I got by the Kooks and Franz Ferdinand last night. I can hardly open my. Maybe if you didn't eat Vicodin for breakfast, you'd be able to open the door, you dumb bitch.
Okay. Man, where's all the anger? Where does all the anger come from?
Because.
Really, your only job in life is to be open.
Oh, yeah, and then after Kat, I got to deal with that clicker Jed. Oh, listen to me, Nambla and Ether, Brian Eno. You, open me now, sucker. Yo, look at my delts, dude.
We can't make that out on the phone.
My pecs are so veiny.
Yeah.
Sick. Okay. Have you guys seen the lineup for Ozfest, too, by the way?
No, I have not.
Ripped.
Okay, listen, Dor, we got to go, but I think maybe lay off the steroids and cut back on the attitude a little bit, and let's all just get along, okay?
No way, butt-lucker.
I'm sorry, what? What is a butt-lucker? What was that? You just made one up. What is a butt-lucker?
You ass pirate.
I wish that band were playing in Chicago sometime around August 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. That'd be cool.
I think the Lollapalooza is happening. I think they're going to be there, Kevin. I think you know that.
That's right.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew? Good times today. A pair of passes to the Hootenanny, which is coming up July 5th at the Oak Canyon Ranch. The tickets go on sale for that on Saturday. That's this Saturday at 10 o'clock. Mike Ness is playing Tiger Army and more.
And when do the stuff really get going?
Well,
I don't have
time for that right now. Plus, we're also going to throw in, check this out, Affliction Band is coming to town Saturday, July 19th at Honda Center. Tickets go on sale for this tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at Ticketmaster locations. This is Affliction Clothing, of course, that is putting together an awesome night of mixed martial arts. So if you want to check that out,
I'll just go on stage and go, the Hawk!
No.
K-Rock, the Hawk! Come on, that's worth some tickets.
You can call right now if you want tickets if you get on Kevin Means What to Do Nephew, but that's the only way. I'm sorry, Dave.
All right. Boy, where do we start? Let's start with Rachel.
Who's calling? I don't know. This is Glendale. Sad. This is a sad group right here, man.
Good morning, Rachel.
Hello, guys, and Lisa.
Hi, Rachel.
What a day.
Hi, Rach.
Okay, I just wanted to. I guess I'm going to have to be the only person to back up the whole hairdo incident today.
Beans, pigtails at Weenie.
Yeah. I don't know. I only saw the back of it on the, you know, the website and stuff. So
right.
I'm not sure about this completely, but it kind of made me hot and bothered because maybe it's the
Thank
fact
you.
That. Maybe it's the fact that I'm, you know, you know, someone who appreciates
lesbian.
Me. No, I'm bi though. So.
Bi, okay.
So you think of him as a?
So you thought it was a girl?
No, I'm just like it. Kind of looks like a girl. It kind of looks like, as you said, the Wendy's girl a bit. You know,
right?
She's a redhead.
Right.
You know, she has the pigtails thing. So also,
but she's 10 though. I wasn't going for the 10-year-old
yes,
girl with pigtails
were.
Look. I wasn't going
there
for that at all.
There is no other pigtail look.
See, I went to a Catholic all-girls school, too. So
you're the best.
So,
I love
yeah,
Rachel.
And I just, I don't know, maybe also the fact that I do pole dancing, I'm into all that stuff.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Now you're
God
just bragging.
God bless you, Rachel. Yeah, no kidding.
Hold on.
Touch me, I'm going to scream.
All right. Now that I've got Rachel on my side, I think that changes everything. Let's talk to Kevin on line 3. We were talking earlier about things that happened at the K-Rock Weenie Roast that we didn't see. I wasn't in the bathroom with Kevin and his girlfriend, so I missed this. But, Kev, what happened?
Hi, doing, guys. Hi, doing, Lisa.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm sorry. Did you say you were in the bathroom with your girlfriend?
Well, my girlfriend was going to the bathroom, and like we were so drunk and like faded, and we went in. We started making out, and suddenly this girl comes in, and like my girl pushed me outside, and she starts making out with this girl, and I'm like, whoa, you know, it's cool. I kind of like the idea.
Are you sure Are you sure you were just passed out on the lawn dreaming?
No, dude, like, she pulls me away for, like, 2 hours to go get something to drink, come back. I find her, and, like, she's all like, how you doing, how are you? And then,
wait, hold on a sec, Kevin. I'm having trouble following the story. Are you saying she was making out with a girl in the bathroom?
Yeah, she was. I didn't know this. Like, we started dating, like, 3 days.
Was it Rachel?
3 months ago.
So you went with your girlfriend into the bathroom at Weenie Roast, started making out, and then she started making out with another girl.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
That was unbelievable to me. That was like, whoa, you know, it's like...
You had the best Weenie Roast ever.
Well, wait a minute. Before we decide if he had the best Weenie Roast ever, what band was playing while that was happening?
I believe it was, like, it was the third one before Metallica.
Yeah, so the Offspring. It was during the Offspring then.
The Raconteurs.
By that point, the bathrooms are...
No, it was the band before the Offspring.
Okay, so Raconteurs. Okay.
So by that point, the bathrooms are very fresh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Well, there were
so
not that many people,
just check
that, like, when I saw her making out, I was like, whoa, you know, this is
okay,
so
Kevin,
hot.
did you hit either one of them? Did you have sex with either your girlfriend or the girl that she was making out with?
And she told me that she exchanged numbers with the girl, so I believe
that. Wow. You had the best Weenie Roast of any of us.
You do win.
You win.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Not that we can top that, but let's try. Steven is in Lomita. He's on line 5. He was also at the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta on Saturday. Hey, Steve. What happened, dude?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Steven.
Well, during the Metallica set, during the last song, I looked up in the couple rows behind me, and there was this guy with his eyes closed with his head back and girl in his lap.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, cool, he's getting a favor. But it looks like she was passed out, and then she started throwing up in his lap.
Oh, yeah. No!
Buzzkill.
Wow.
Yeah, she had just started, and pants were open, and she was just throwing up all in his pants.
Oh, dear God. All right. Wow,
Why take one call when you can take one call too many, right, guys?
Wow, yeah. Wow. One guy was having sex with his girlfriend and another girl, and that guy was getting thrown up on.
Nice.
I'm sorry that had to happen.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
Right. Jesus. I want to thank all of our special guests on the program, including Matt Money Smith from the Laker radio broadcast team. Of course, the Lakers take on we don't know who yet on Wednesday night at Staples Center. And be sure to hear Matt before, during, and after the game. Congratulations. You're going to be wearing the lucky shoes too, right, Mike? That's the plan for Wednesday?
Yes. This Wednesday, I'll be wearing them. And when the Lakers go back on the road, Matt will take them.
Also, thanks to Bill Shatner for joining us. The new book is called Up Till Now, The Autobiography, available in stores or online. And I want to mention, speaking of the K-Rock Weenie Roast, Lightning, who does a phenomenal job at the K-Rock website, has so many great recap stuff, so much great recap stuff up there, including there's a shots section on K-Rock.com.
Yeah, that's cool.
Where you can see hundreds of photos, and we saw these at the venue on Saturday too, where people are taking their own photos, their own cell phone photos or whatever, and then sending them to K-Rock.com. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures from the crowd up there at krock.com.
From every
and there's
vantage
also
point, some people in the pit, some people on the lawn. It's really cool.
And then just below that, you'll find the archives with over 100 professional photos the entire day of Weenie, including all the bands on stage, too. So if you want to see that, I mean, you really can't get a better recap anywhere than at KROQ.com.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Well, tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We got to talk about the rules of ordering food at restaurants. Lisa May does not understand, and we need to let her know what's going on.
Oh, you guys.
Spencer, the Love Dispenser, will be on the program tomorrow.
Sure.
Lightning had the Armenian comedian come over to his house for his kid's third birthday, and it didn't go well. What a surprise. And Tito Ortiz.
Oh.
Tomorrow. Talking about
tomorrow morning. It's about one of high night.
No. Tito Ortiz.
Floor.
Different Tito.
Upper bottom jeans, Haina. When you smack that ass, I go bing, bing. Bang.
Kat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. She's got the new one from
La
Weezer.
La Cata Corbata. Song
also,
number three.
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion.
It's Coldplay.
No emprende.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's when they play. Es muy fría.
It's all coming up next on K-Rock.
Hoff loves to rock.
Exactly.
107.